Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go. Go, go, go,
go. Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Here we go, 6 o'clock exactly at the MJ Morning Show. MJ and, well, half the crew. Fester just walked in at the hair of his chin. Yeah, oh, here comes Roxanne, just kind of sashaying and waltzing in, fresh out of the parking lot. Oh, good morning.
Yeah, and good morning to you. And yesterday, both boys sashayed in after the show, and you didn't say a thing.
Yeah, seriously.
And Froggy texts us, what was it, on the 4 a.m. text, got to take a sick day today. So, I don't know, Froggy's out. Wasn't he out all last week? Right?
That was like 3 weeks ago.
I don't remember. Froggy with his issue, I don't know what makes him take sick days, just all over the road. I can't figure that out. Anyway, hey, welcome, folks. MJ and the crew here. So, all right, everyone's here except for Froggy right now. We will do tablet tag sometime this hour. Your shot to win the next tablet, the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet is on the way. Couple of observations on the way in this morning. You know, a lot of times at this time when we start the show, it's just kind of reminiscing on my drive-in.
Okay.
And I've seen this guy on numerous occasions. Have you guys come across the old, small, yellowish-colored Jeep that's driving like 35 miles an hour on the Howard Franklin Bridge?
Yes.
Yeah, I've run into this guy like, I don't know, like five times over the last month and a half, 2 months. And I just passed by him today. It's like, it's dangerous. The guy's driving so slow, it's freaking dangerous. And it's, you know, usually around 5:30-ish, somewhere in that vicinity. And 5:30, 5:40. And it seems to be a smaller yellowish Jeep. And he's just crawling like a turtle. And I'm like, what's going on here? Why is this Jeep going so slow? Is its top speed 40?
Okay, where did you encounter this guy today?
Today I encountered him probably before the hump. So heading southbound on I-275, Howard Franklin Bridge, and probably before the hump.
Okay, I saw him this morning at the closed 4th Street exit ramp. I saw him probably 2.5 miles after you saw him.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what is this guy doing? Yeah,
why? It's dangerous. The guy is driving so slow, it's dangerous. You know, we think of just fast, reckless drivers, but if you've got a slow car that's ridiculously slow, it's like his engine is in limp mode or something. He's all limp. And I'm like, why are you driving so slow if your vehicle cannot drive at interstate speeds? Get the hell off the road, because a slow driver can be just as dangerous as a jammed up, jacked up fast driver.
Well, if his Jeep doesn't go any faster, what's he supposed to take? Courtney Campbell, you got to be fast on that. You got to be fast on the Gandy. You got to be fast on Hillsborough. What's he supposed to do? How's he supposed to get there?
He needs to get a car that can drive at least the speed limit.
Do they produce cars that don't travel the speed limit? I mean, any vehicle.
Yeah, let me tell you something else. I was going home earlier this week. So what's today? Today's Wednesday. It was either Monday or maybe it was late last week. And it was a truck. It was like a 30-foot delivery box truck, you know, like a regular box truck. And on the back of the truck, there was a big sign that said, this truck's speed is limited to 57 miles an hour. I'm like, what? Not 55.
Yeah.
Not 60. This truck's speed is limited to 57 miles an hour. Who the hell decided 57? Why not 58? Why not 56? Why not 61? Who said, oh, we're going to put a big sticker on the truck that says this truck cannot go faster than 57 miles an hour?
I mean, there's probably research for the optimum speed for safety and fuel economy.
But the speed limit on the Howard Franklin Bridge is typically 65. They've lowered it to 60 because of the construction, you know, with the building of the new bridge.
So 57 sounds right on.
Well, no, it's 3 miles under the speed limit. I don't think it's right on.
I don't know.
And then what happens when you drive it on I-75 and the speed limit is 65 or 70?
I don't know that you always need to be driving at max speed limit.
No, yes, you do. Most of the time, conditions are good for the speed limit.
Right. Have you ever seen the sign, minimum speed limit, 45 miles
right,
an hour?
And that's dangerous. That is dangerous for someone to be driving that slow. I don't get that, the minimum speed limit signs. I think those are stupid because that is dangerous. If the speed limit on a road is 65 or 70 and someone's driving 45, that produces, to me, just as much of a hazard as someone driving 15 or 20 miles over the speed limit. So anyway, just cool. And then, wait a minute, then there's more. And then there's a big black SUV that has a huge color digital scrolling sign in the rear window. Have you ever seen that?
No.
You know what? Those crawling signs, like if you're in a business or you're at a takeout counter and they'll have like a digital sign with a message and graphics on it.
I've always wanted to add one of those to my car.
Apparently it was an airport shuttle thing or some private car. I saw with the website, it was like, need a ride to the airport? www.driver8.com. I'm like, there's a whole scrolling, like, digital display in the back window of this, looked like a Denali or a Suburban, you know, one of those, larger General Motors SUVs.
I don't see those.
You don't see what?
What you just described.
Well, it's the first time I've ever seen it. I don't see it all the time. I've never seen a... Did you find driver8.com?
I went to their website. You did a great commercial for them just now. I'm really interested in their service.
Yes. Need a ride to the airport? And I got this huge digital message scroller. I don't know. Is that legal to have a digital moving message in the back window of your car? It's got to be kind of distracting. I got to be honest, a little distracting.
It's not illegal.
Well, how do you know? Florida statutes in front of you?
Listen, I volunteer.
Do you have any Florida statues in front of you?
I volunteer at the Highway Commission on weekends, so I know.
No, you don't.
And is it distracting, or so are billboards?
Well, they're not moving. You know, there are rules. A lot of states, they have regulations that you can't have motion and signs. You know, and that's like a law in some places.
Not around here, because they flip through. Yeah. They toggle through.
And then as I'm passing the vehicle that has the scrolling digital sign, I look inside, and it was like green laser lights inside the vehicle.
Okay, I definitely want this company to take you to the airport. You are selling this to me. Take my money, please.
Just an interesting ride in today. All right, 6:07, rolling up on 6:08. We'll give away the first tablet coming up this hour. Tablet Tag is on, brought to you by Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. We'll give away a Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet, originally list priced at $1,100. So tablet number one is coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 619, rolling up on 620. MJ with Fester and Roxanne this morning. Froggy is MIA. 4 a.m. text that he's not going to be in, needs a day off. No explanation, just need to take a sick day. Oh, Fester, guess what?
Yeah.
It looks like the Netflix password sharing crackdown is about to launch. Yeah, so yesterday Netflix announced that they've officially begun the crackdown in the United States after previous crackdowns. I guess they were kind of getting the ball rolling. They were doing some initial password crackdown testings in other countries like Canada.
Yeah, really insignificant countries like Canada.
Where Alec Baldwin's wife is not from. Spain. España.
Right. I heard some European countries were like the test for this password sharing stuff.
Yeah, they started rolling out the password enforcements to cut down on password sharing. Canada, Spain, Portugal, the Kiwis. Oh, Roxanne, if I say the Kiwis, what country is that?
Wait, say it's the Kiwis.
Yes,
what country is that?
Yeah, if someone's a Kiwi, what country are they from?
Is that like a New Zealand-y type
yes,
country?
Yes, it is. Yes. It is
New Zealand.
Yeah, so
a New Zealand-y type.
New Zealand-y.
Yes, it's exactly
so,
that.
So, what, like Australia-y? You know, New Zealand-y? You know, Australia and...
Is that like the Sandwich Islands-y? Is that anywhere near there? Sounds like it is.
I think so.
So, yeah, so Netflix password sharing things, are they going to start today?
Not today. It's rolling out. I don't know if, like, today is the official, you know, they're pushing a button today.
Because yesterday, my HBO Max changed to Max.
Yeah, it's Max now.
I have not been, but am I still logged in or do I have to re-log in?
So, that is the one that I'm most concerned about because that's the one I primarily share with Kyle, the listener. Geez.
So he's paying for it and you're just snaking off of it.
I logged on to it first last night to watch some episodes of the Larry Sanders Show.
Yep.
And it said, welcome, Kyle. HBO Max is now Max. Well, and then it took me to my home screen.
Hang on, let's deal with that here in a second. Just wait a sec. Because Canada, Spain, Portugal, New Zealand, and... I thought there was a couple of other countries, but not on the list. So they started rolling out the password sharing. They were testing it, I guess, there. And now it's rolling out here to the United States to cut back on all the people that are pilfering the streaming service without paying for it, like Fester. Now, do you pay for Netflix? Okay. Are you also pilfering Netflix from somebody?
Netflix, I pay for. Whatever, the $14 a month.
All right.
I also have the Disney Plus Hulu package.
So you're paying for that.
But I never watch Hulu, and I would only use Disney Plus, so I'm thinking about dropping that and just keeping Disney Plus.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. And other than that, I pay for none of them. I have Paramount on Kyle's dime. Paramount Plus, I have HBO Max, now called Max, on Kyle, the listener in Texas, on his dime. And I have YouTube TV on Unitard's family program. Unitard, the old intern?
Yes, I know.
Unitard. He bought the family program so he could have like six people on it, and I'm one of his family. All right,
we got to get into this in more detail later on, because this really is going to change a lot of things, because Netflix is the most used streaming platform. More Americans are on Netflix than any other and there's too much streaming right now. How do you watch all of it? You know, if you add up all the streaming charges, man, it's probably more than an expensive cable bill. If you add up all of the streaming services that are out there, and if you had them all, I think you'd be, at $200 a month or more?
At least.
Yeah, like I said, and more. So here's the deal. Only people who live under the same roof can share accounts. So we're on a family plan, or, you know, I have profiles for me, Michelle, and Chloe and Julian. And the kids are going to be off at school. I mean, Chloe, you know, wraps up her senior year. You know, she'll have a little bit of time off, but she's applying for law school. So I would imagine Chloe's going to start law school in a little over a year. So Chloe graduates from college in December. She's on schedule for a December graduation. So if Netflix starts this crackdown now, well, this is kind of problematic because the kids are on our streaming account. The kids are on our streaming account. And I mean, now what? They have to have their own accounts? So Julian starts college in late August. So he's going to have his own, what, $15, $16, $18 account? Maybe. Chloe's going to have her own $15, $16. These are my dependents. These are my dependents. And what, I'm going to be punished because they're not under my roof, but I'm still, they're dependents of mine. So I've got an issue. I'm going to have to reevaluate Netflix. I don't think that's right. So I'm going to triple my Netflix cost. So right now we're at, I don't know, $18 a month or whatever we're paying. So it's going to be 18 times three? I think that's problematic.
I think Netflix is barely worth their fee. I mean, it's right where, like, if they raise it $5 more a month, I could really do without it.
They used to be better.
They used to be better. It really are. I mean, I think there's two shows that the kids really like that is worth me keeping it for.
Gabby's Dollhouse, one of them?
No. Grizz and Lemmings.
I'll have to check that one out.
Oh, so good.
What the hell are you? What do I do?
Have you never? Well, you don't watch the kids' shows.
No, I don't watch kids' shows. I don't have 6 and 8 year olds anymore.
There's a show. It's a Canadian show.
Grizz and Lemmings?
Yes. And it's like a modern day Tom and Jerry where there's no speaking, but it's animated cartoon characters, you know, our animated animals fighting each other.
Oh, that's great. Getting hit in the head with like blacksmith anvils and hammers and stuff.
That is so 1960s stuff. We're talking rockets, we're talking lasers, okay.
How about rocket skates from Acme?
Pretty close. Listen, you want to watch something fun tonight?
That was pretty 1960s right there.
You want to watch something?
No, I'm not watching Grizzly and Lemmings.
It's Grizzy and Lemmings, right. And it is awesome.
All right, so digging a little deeper here. People that live only under the same roof can share accounts, according to Netflix. So apparently, I'm just digging through this. You got a couple of options. So if you want to share your account with someone that does not live with you, transfer their profile to a new membership or share your Netflix account for an additional $8 monthly fee.
Ugh.
So it would double my cost. So if we're paying $16, $17, $18 a month now for Netflix, if my kids are not under my roof, but still my dependents, they're off at college, that means I'll have to pay $8 more for each kid. So that'll double my cost. So my $18 a month for Netflix is going to become $36 a month for Netflix. I've got a problem with that. Yeah. You know, I got a problem with you people.
Yeah, you people.
Yeah, I got a problem with you Netflix people. Mm. So I gotta figure this out.
You think Netflix can do a little better? Come up with some kind of reasonable family plan or number of units.
Or better programming in general.
Roxanne, I just saw your text from earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Because I was, busy. I just saw in our group text. How many people in this group text? What are the details here? Hang on a second. I don't want to delete the conversation.
That's the correct group text.
Is this the correct group?
Yes.
Group details. So yes, it's
hang on to that one.
All right. So that's the correct one.
Yes.
Yeah. Fester snapped at Roxanne for adding an outsider into our group text.
I don't think I snapped. I just pointed out something that's obvious. I didn't yell. I just calmly said, I don't think there's ever a scenario where somebody outside of the morning show should be in a group text.
Well, yeah. I can think of multiple scenarios where we corresponded with the previous person that was
Roxanne,
not part of the morning show.
Roxanne put an outsider into our group text and Fester jumped down Roxanne's crap just a little while ago.
I don't know if jump down crap is the right term. I think it's just calmly stating an opinion on communication.
Roxanne, may I ask, how did the investigation go this morning?
This is what happened.
Well, can we talk about this in a minute?
Yeah.
All right, so Roxanne texted us, and I didn't see this until after the fact, but Apparently, Roxanne was involved in an early morning investigation in her neighborhood, and she alerted us via text that she might be running late because of this investigation. So what did Roxanne investigate? What is the outcome of this investigation? Do you have a crime lab kit by any chance in the back of your SUV?
Probably does.
Do you have a yellow crime scene tape?
That is exactly what I said.
Got a big roll of yellow tape?
Yep, I do.
Hang on. Let's find out about this Roxanne special investigation this morning, and we'll do that next. Also, early morons in the news are next, and we've got the first tablet to give away. Tablet tag is on. We're giving away this slew of Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. These are full Windows 11 computers. They are awesome. It's brought to you by Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. And we'll give away the first tablet, the Wednesday unit number one. It's all coming up next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Another holiday.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and a crew here, 6:39. Yes, the phones are working. Yeah, the phones just have been ringing since we started the show at 6 o'clock this morning because people are trying to get in, get a spot with the phone ringing. That's so distracting. Roxanne just standing up and putting these big sheets of black cardboard up on
it's
the window.
So distracting.
It is. No, it is. It's like I'm hearing a scraping noises as you're jamming the thing up. All right, so the phones are working. Yes, that's a good thing. Oh, and the text lines are back, right?
The text lines are back, and it was weird because a lot of the texts that came through yesterday, they all populated, but they're all like out of order. Usually they come in obviously in order. So I'm trying to read them, but I'm not responding. So I see them.
So the phone lines are ringing. We will give away the first Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet coming up in just a short amount of time. There are 20 minutes left in the 6 o'clock hour. So obviously we've got to give away the 6 o'clock hour tablet very shortly here on the MJ Morning Show. Tablet tag is back. We're giving away 40 tablets. Four more today on Wednesday, four more tomorrow on Thursday, four more on Friday, and that's going to wrap up the 40. All brought to you by our friends at Two College Brothers Moving and Storage for your next move. Two College Brothers. So all the lines are ringing. People are anticipating that I'm going to say, okay, time to call. Well, not yet. But the text lines are back. Yesterday, we get a ton of texts. We get hundreds and hundreds of texts today during the show. You know, keep in mind that if you got something amazing to add, you know, we don't get to all of the texts. Call us. If we're talking about something and you want to add something, we love taking phone calls. You know, I prefer putting a phone call on the air versus
reading a text.
Yeah. If someone's got great information, I'd rather you call in than text in. But anyway, the texting was busted yesterday. What happened when you tried to log on?
I got an error message.
Oh, that's right. Error 500
bad gateway.
Yeah.
Ooh, that means.
That sounds serious.
It does.
Yeah. So is 500 worse than 404 page not found?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's been fixed. And then as soon as Roxanne logged in, all the texts from yesterday started flooding in like a deluge.
Yeah.
Before I get to early morons in the news, I want to talk about your investigation this morning because Roxanne sent us all a text, and this is what Roxanne wrote. I might be walking in a minute late today. There is a suspicious-looking car on my cul-de-sac. Sounds like you need to see a dermatologist for that if there's a suspicious looking car on your cul-de-sac. Is it on your cul-de-sac or in your cul-de-sac?
Good one.
I think it's in your cul-de-sac. Yeah. And we have to investigate. Who's we?
Doug, myself,
right?
And Doug. So, first of all, I want to make one comment.
Yes.
And that is that one time I was explaining why I was delayed in the morning, and one of the texters was very nice about it, but she's like, gosh, you have the most interesting reasons why you're late.
Okay.
And I want to point out that these boys are late, too, but you call me out on it a lot more often.
Well, the fact of the matter of being late or not late, I care less about that.
We're getting to it. In any case,
the bigger issue.
I'm just wanting to know about the investigation. That's what I want. We all can't talk at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to know what the investigation's about.
The investigation is about a white truck that was at the end of my street, and I walked out this morning, and
you said it was a car. Was it a car or a truck?
It was a truck.
Okay.
And I walked out this morning, and I'm getting in my car. I was like, "What's that?" So I go back inside. I was like, "Doug, why is this truck? It was on. It was running. It was just sitting there in the cul-de-sac, and or on the cul-de-sac." And so he came out, and we, you know, studied it for a little bit. They were there.
You studied it?
Yeah.
With what, binoculars or
just kind of?
Were you in like a ghillie suit? Were you in the weeds?
No, but I was trying to see.
Did you have night vision goggles?
No, I was trying to see if I could get close enough to take a photo of the license plate,
right?
And I could not.
Did you crawl on your hands and knees through the neighbors' yards to go undetected?
No, but we did get my daughter's finger paint, and we painted our faces green and black, camouflaged, and we crawled, you know, with that on.
Okay,
I'm still only a minute late.
Excellent.
Yeah. Wow.
So were you able to determine what this suspicion, what color was the van?
It was white.
So a white van.
Yes.
Did it have any markings on it?
No, but it had like big headlights on the front of it. But it wasn't a work truck.
Wait a minute.
And big lighting on the front of it. Like,
describe the big lighting.
I don't know, like a football field lighting.
Like but off-road? Like an off-road vehicle would have on it? Like the accessory round lights on top of the roof line?
Like rally lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen the Jeeps that have like the big bar of blinding LED lights? Have you seen those? Was that, were they round or rectangular? Or?
I did not note their shape. I just noticed the illumination.
Okay.
And so what we decided, what Doug said is, he's like, you know, I think I've seen that truck before. I think they're filling pooper scooper bags. You know, the
what?
Pooper, like filling the stands that have the pooper scooper bags.
Oh. So is there a, so you have, oh, you know what? Hold on a minute. Let me give away the tablet now. I don't want to get too late. All right, let's do, and then we'll finish up with Roxanne and the big, now it's turning into a dog poop investigation. All right, hold on a minute. Let's go with caller number 55 right now. Caller 55, 800-990-1047. If you are the 55th caller right now, you'll grab the first Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet this morning. It's the 6 a.m. tablet. Just make sure you know who won the 9 a.m. tablet yesterday. That's how tablet tag works. Know the previous winner's first name, be the right caller, and boom, you win. So caller 55 right now, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047, caller 55, know the first name of yesterday's 9 a.m. winner, and you'll win the tablet, all thanks to two college brothers, Moving and Storage, and the MJ Morning Show. All right, so in your community, you have those little dog poop bag stands with a little sign, clean up after your dog, and you get to pull a bag out of the little holder?
Yes. But, you know, if I was the driver of that truck, I would have rolled down my window and said, good morning, because, you know, they see me and Doug and myself are just standing out
there.
Did
you see the truck guy filling up the pooper scooper bags?
No, we did not. Doug just thinks that. He's like, well, that's what I think they were doing. They were by that dog poop scoop thingy. Bag holder.
So your investigation really didn't show anything.
I mean, a Doug investigation. Well, he's next to the pooper bag place. He's probably got a van full of dog turd. I mean, I wouldn't roll down my window and say hello to you either. I mean,
so you really have no.
Staring at him.
You have no answers. You have no answers as to what the suspicious white van was doing in your cul-de-sac.
Yeah, Doug.
This morning at 5:30. Oh my God. It's the mystery machine. Oh, hey, Scooby-Doo. Did we ever see Scooby-Doo poop on Scooby-Doo?
No.
No, you know what? Scooby-Doo never pooped.
Shaggy never took him for a walk.
I don't think Shaggy ever... Did Velma ever poop on Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
All right, so really, we have no answer to your mystery with the white van in your cul-de-sac at 5:30 this morning.
Doug was satisfied with the theory that it, the hypothesis that it is a pooper scooper bag deliverer. Okay. And then he started talking to me about the Celtics Heat game, and then I like glazed over because I could care less about basketball. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'd be late for work.
So it was not a kidnap van.
No, it wasn't a kidnap van. Okay.
It totally could have been a kidnap van. Doug is just resigned to the fact that it's full of dog poop.
Man, that looks like a kidnap van.
You know? Hey, fellow kidnapper, let's put these big lights on top of our van so we can spot our prey easier.
Yeah. Andrew is still looking for caller 55. We'll take caller 55 live in just a matter of moments, waiting for the signal that he's screened up to caller 54. But when it comes to kidnap vans, do all kidnap vans have to be kind of old and run down? Are there any new kidnap vans?
When you think about new vans, they all look like that European, like, Mercedes Sprinter van type shape. I don't see too many people getting abducted in those. They're always like the Ford Econo lines.
Roxanne, I'm glad you weren't kidnapped this morning.
And Me too.
Yeah, I'm glad that there was...
Or, could have been, like, you know, someone... looking to harvest organs.
Oh, no, it's an organ harvest van. It's a suspicious organ harvesting van in the neighborhood. Let's grab caller 55. That would be line 6. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, is it me? It's Vanessa.
Vanessa, I'm MJ with Fester. With Fester.
Oh, my God.
And Roxanne.
Hey. Oh, hey. I can't believe I got through. Oh, my gosh.
Vanessa, you're caller 55.
Oh, my gosh.
Vanessa, can you tell me the first name of the winner yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, the last tablet winner? What was his name?
Robert.
That is correct. You win.
Woo! I can't believe I won. Woo! Oh, my gosh. I've been trying and trying. Oh, you guys are awesome.
Vanessa, you're an awesome winner. Everybody, please take note. This is the way to win a tablet right here, just like Vanessa. Vanessa.
My other phone's going up. I was trying on my home phone, too. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I've been trying and trying, and I need one of those.
Vanessa, you're going to love it. I use the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. It is my main computer that I use to do all the work for this show. And Vanessa, where are you calling from, Vanessa?
I live in Lute.
That is you could be Fester's neighbor.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Maybe you are, Vanessa.
Vanessa from Lute. Vanessa, congratulations. You're a great winner, and thank you for listening to the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you guys so much.
Our pleasure. All right, hold on. Andrew's going to pick up your line, get all the information, get down here today or whenever and pick up your tablet. Congratulations. Look at that. That's the way to kick off a contest. All right, so no, next hour, the 7 o'clock hour, remember that Vanessa just won. If you're the right caller next hour, just know her name, and boom, you'll win the tablet next hour. Another originally $1,100 retail, full Windows 11 Microsoft tablet here. All thanks to Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. That's our official sponsor for Tablet Tag. Three more tablets to give away this morning here on the MJ Morning Show. All right, because of Roxanne's kidnap and organ harvesting van investigation, I didn't even get to early morons in the news yet, so I guess we'll dive into that next, and it's a good pile today. So we're back in minutes. MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
By any chance, did anyone have any sweet dreams last night dreaming about winning one of those Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets from the MJ Morning Show and two college brothers moving in storage?
Yeah, our last winner did.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Our last winner was excited about, what, 14 minutes ago? Wow, she was thrilled. Amazing. So we had a great winner for the 6 o'clock hour. Next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet to be given away this hour. It's now 7:03, so sometime before 7:59, we'll give away the next tablet. So it could happen at any time. Just know the previous hour's winner's first name, the very excited blank, whatever her name was, which I know. And hopefully you do too. And if you don't, well, listen this hour and find out who wins, and you'll have the name for the 8 o'clock giveaway, and then we'll give away another tablet in the 9 o'clock. So three more to give away, 7, 8, and 9 a.m. here on the MJ Morning Show. Man, I tell you what, that Sky Rizzy commercial, that damn thing just cracks me up every freaking time. So Sky Rizzy, it's what is that medication for? Is it for for psoriatic arthritis? Is that what Sky? Anyway, Sky Rizzy, you know the jingle.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new place.
Nothing is everything. You know, we ought to put that in regular rotation.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's for psoriasis.
That's what we ought to. We ought to put that in regular rotation. We just you know, coming out of a Q105 jingle. What do you think? Q105.
Nothing in me go hand in hand.
All right, but the thing that I love about the Sky Rizzy commercial, which we just played in the last commercial break, is the real drug name. I guess the chemical or the actual drug name is
Rizankizumab Rizza.
So it's like the folks at Sky Rizzy literally called Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And he's like, Snoop, we need a name for the new medication. You're like, yo, Rizza can Kizumab Mab Rizza.
Faux shizzle, right?
Rizza Kizumab Rizza.
Rizza Kizumab Rizza. What? Say what?
Rizza Kizumab Rizza.
Rizza Kizumab Rizza.
Sounds like she's putting a spell on you. Rizza Kizumab Rizza. I'm turning you into a frog.
Rizza Kizumab Rizza.
Rizza Kizumab Rizza. Yes, get a pharmacist on the line. What is Sky Rizzy's pharmaceutical name?
Rizankizumab Rizza.
Rizankizumab Rizza.
Rizankizumab Rizza.
Come on, that sounds like they're making it up. It sounds like the lady's having a glitch.
All these pharmaceutical guys are like drunk at like some convention. Like, all right, here's what we're going to name
Rizankizumab Rizza.
Yes. Go with that.
7:05 at the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Man, I'll tell you, the early morons in the news, which we got to continue here because we kind of had failure to launch in the last segment. We just had too many other things that we're dealing with. Yeah, we've got a lot of food-related stuff today. Here's a story out of Pinellas Park. Hey, local story. Look at this. What a shocker. A Pinellas Park man is facing domestic battery charges. Why? Struck his girlfriend in the face with his meat. A steak.
Oh.
Yeah. Two blows to the face with a steak.
Was it frozen or fresh? Or?
I think it might have been fresh. I think it might have been thawed because the victim was left with seasoning on her cheek. So it's... What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
You think it's funny?
I believe seasoning.
I've got some wacko in Pinellas Park smacking a lady in the face with his meat,
okay.
And you think it's funny?
I generally don't think domestic violence is funny. However, I do find seasonings left on a face to have some degree of comedy to it.
Cops say the Joshua Dumar, 32, and the 29-year-old victim were arguing Sunday night in Pinellas Park, right down the street here, inside their residence when the attack occurred. At one point, the woman locked Dumar out of the house. But later, he got back into the house. According to the arrest affidavit, the woman was lying on the couch when Dumar picked up a steak and smacked the victim two times with the meat on her left cheek. Wow. And there were remnants of seasoning. I wonder if that was Lowry's seasoning salt. I wonder what the season, or like.
I'm a big Montreal seasoning guy.
Oh, are you?
On the right steak, if it's seared right. I mean, I need more information on what seasonings.
The battery, by the way, was captured on a Ring camera inside the home. So the whole meat beating. Also, I don't know what the cut of steak was. Was it a porterhouse? Was it a filet? Was it a cowboy bone-in ribeye? What kind of steak was it? A hanger steak? Was it a flank? Well, I don't know. This is important stuff. Yeah. What cut of meat was it?
We need to paint the picture a little bit better. And I'm with you. I like sometimes a little smoked paprika, garlic, garlic powder,
something like that.
Yeah, but you don't want to get hit in the face with meat.
No.
Oh well, it depends what the cut is. And the grade.
Did you say that was Fergie's ex-husband who did that?
What?
Isn't that his name? Josh Dumas?
No. It's Josh Dumar.
Oh, well, yeah. One letter off.
Yeah, no relation to Dumal. Actor Josh Dumel.
Dumel.
Yeah, it's Dumal or I think it's Dumal.
Dumel. Josh Dumel. Isn't it? Anyway, the battery, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office report, was captured on the Ring camera. Dumar was arrested on domestic battery and booked into the Pinellas County Jail. Misdemeanor charges. He works as a landscaper. He was released on Monday from custody on his own recognizance, and the judge has ordered Dumar to have no contact with the victim. I wonder what sides they were going to have with that steak. I mean, did the steak ever get cooked? I don't think the steak ever got cooked.
I had a great twice-baked potato with steak a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, this is really good. Maybe some cream spinach.
I don't need descriptions of side dishes.
Let's talk about some. For
the steak.
I don't eat a lot of fresh vegetables, but you know what? Some nice grilled asparagus with the steak? That's on point.
Did she have what evidence aside from the seasonings on her face? Because you want to.
It's on the Ring camera.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, it got caught on camera. They saw her on camera getting hit in the face with the steak two times.
So, listen, it's not like she went to the spice rack and put a little in her hand and rubbed it on her face
you
and
know
told
what?
The officers. Over.
Guess what? It was beef, so it was a steak. What if it were a pork chop and it happened in Pinellas Park? Could have been Pinellas pork. Man, there's something there. Instead of Pinellas Park, Pinellas pork? I think there's something there.
There's a lot of pork in Pinellas Park.
All right. Another food story. I don't know what's going on with early morons in the news, but I had no idea that I would show up to work today and talk about.
What are you going to pick? Hot pocket.
We have a Hot Pocket attack.
What are you going to pick? Hot Pocket.
You know, when you think about it, if you've got a blazing hot Hot Pocket right out of the microwave, that filling can be very lava-like. Just in itself, a Hot Pocket could be a weapon. But this got escalated a little bit. This is out of Louisville, Kentucky. And, well, a roommate has been... shot.
Over a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket. One roommate ate the last Hot Pocket, and we got a shooting here. Yeah, this happened over the weekend in Louisville. Louisville Metro Police arrested 64-year-old Clifton Williams on Sunday, and apparently he shot his roommate. They had an argument. Because Williams' roommate had eaten the last Hot Pocket from the freezer. So he started throwing tiles at him. And then the roommate tried to leave, but then Williams went inside, got a gun. The man then shot the roommate in the buttocks as he was trying to flee the house. The victim traveled a few blocks to get help, was taken to the University of Louisville to be treated. Non-life-threatening injuries for a gunshot to the ass.
Well,
over a Hot Pocket.
I think that's like eye for an eye. You're going to eat my Hot Pocket. I'm going to shoot you in the pocket.
What are you going to pick? Hot Pocket.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, that is disproportionate. I can understand. Yeah, that always sucks when someone eats the last thing. You know, like I've had the kids get into fights, like when they were little, like, Chloe and Julian. If what were those little yogurt, the Go-Gurt squeezer? What are those little, you know what I'm talking about? Someone, the little frozen little yogurt push-up pop. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Go-Gurts.
Go-Gurts and, you know, I've seen that in the house. Someone, or hey, Michelle's been pissed at me. you know, I'll eat the last thing of something, and then she's itching for, she goes to get it, and is like, did you just eat the last blah, blah, and yeah, so, I mean, listen, everyone knows what this is all about. It happens, arguments, and but shooting somebody in the butt because they ate the last Hot Pocket?
And no details as to what flavor.
No, I don't have the variety. Do you have the listing of different Hot Pocket availabilities? They've got like the pepperoni pizza one, right? Oh, look at this. Big and bold. Yeah, there's the pepperoni pizza one.
They have breakfast style ones. They have chicken bacon ranch.
Chicken bacon ranch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's pretty good stuff.
Hey, can I tell you that I have not had a Hot Pocket since like 1989?
Okay, so that's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
I think when we first came back on the radio here at Q105, didn't we bring in Hot Pockets? Because MJ said, I haven't had a Hot Pocket in 30 years. And didn't we bring some in and heat them up in the microwave?
Oh, that's sounding vaguely familiar. It's
vaguely familiar. Maybe somebody who keeps better track of the show than I do.
It does sound vaguely. Maybe I didn't have a Hot Pocket since 1989, and I had a refresher Hot Pocket back in 2021.
Because Hot Pockets is like its own food group for Froggy.
What are you going to pick?
He was like,
Hot Pocket!
Anyway, if somebody eats the last Hot Pocket, don't shoot him in the ass. I mean, come on, that's a little disproportionate.
You shoot him in the face. You took my Hot Pocket.
Don't shoot anybody over a.
Don't touch my Hot Pocket.
No, you guys are missing it. He took the pocket. He shot him in the pocket, his back pocket.
We got the joke the first time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you think it's fair.
You don't think we heard that the first time?
Well, you didn't acknowledge it.
Well, some things are just not needed to be acknowledged. All right, so 7:14, it's the MJ Morning Show. Next tablet to be given away sometime this hour. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll start 1 hour, 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show next. Oh, where does Tampa fall on the angry airport list? Did you see this? Yeah, Forbes has a listing of the 10 angriest airports in the USA, and Tampa's on the list. Why? We've got the best airport in the country. I don't get it. All right, hold on a minute. That's just one of the things. We've got an hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show next right here on Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, it's Q105, MJ with Fester and Roxanne. No Froggy this morning, but we do have a tablet. We'll give away the next tablet, 7 a.m. tablet, coming up in just a short amount of time. Just keep listening. We'll tell you when to call in. And the next 7 a.m. tablet could be yours, the Microsoft Surface Pro 8, all thanks to two college brothers, moving and storage. Smartest move you'll ever make. Great winner last hour, so do me a favor. Make sure you're a great, excited winner this hour if you win the tablet coming up in just a bit. We'll tell you when to call in and be the right number caller. No last hour's winner's first name, and boom, you're in. Hey, we've got an update on the alligator arm rippage down in Port Charlotte. And
at Bandito's Bar?
Yeah, the guy's doing interviews. Yeah, we had a big warning on the show. In fact, this was so important. We talked about this twice. Yeah, we talked about the dangers of, possibly being intoxicated and going next to a pond that has gators inside. Also, you know, Roxanne, you pointed out on numerous occasions that we're in gator mating season.
Yes, I pointed that out.
How many times a year here in Florida do we hear about some little grandma just walking little snuggles, a little shih tzu, just, walking the dog behind the retirement community, and suddenly, right at the lake's edge, the pond's edge, a gator just comes out of the water, and all of a sudden, oh, my God, little snuggles, oh, my God.
I mean, we didn't want to interrupt you because we wanted to hear you keep going with the grandma voice.
How many times, seriously, and it's sad, it's awful. But don't walk your little dogs next to, a gator's going to have a tougher time with a big black lab or something, or, a big Doberman Pinscher or whatever. But how many times a year do we hear about someone walking a dog, next to one of these, lakes or ponds, and, gator comes out and eats the dog like its own little gator snossage,
So this didn't make big news.
What?
But out of Oviedo, Florida,
yep.
Last week.
Yep.
Florida man jumps on alligator to rescue his dog trapped in the jaws of the gator.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Horny, aggressive alligators. Horny, aggressive alligators.
Hungry alligators.
Hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, like the hungry hippo game.
Hungry and horny are really a bad combination for your boy.
All right, so we have some audio here. We have the victim, this dude, Jordan Rivera, and it appears that he was imbibing at the bar. And, well, there are a couple of angles here. Some reports are saying that he went behind Bandito's bar in lovely Port Charlotte because he had to take a...
Not some reports. He's saying that.
I've seen it in some reports and I've seen it not in other reports, but apparently he had to take a whiz. And apparently the line at Bandito's Bar and Grill in Port Charlotte, the line for the men's room was a little longer than what he wanted. So he decided to go out back behind the bar and relieve himself and do a number one outside. And that caused the loss of his arm.
This is from NBC2. Is this a Southwest Florida news station?
Yeah, NBC2 is out of Fort Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some of this audio from the interview because he spoke to NBC2 from his hospital bed. Yeah, he shares that his memory isn't deep. When it comes to what happened that morning, what Rivera does recall is that Bandito's was busy and the bathroom lines were long. That's why he took a walk out to the pond in the back to relieve himself.
Wow. So he was drunk as a skunk.
Well, listen, one would assume that his memory isn't deep when it comes to what happened. So he stumbles out. What is this, like 1 in the morning or something?
Early Sunday morning.
Yeah, so this is late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and he admits his memory is not great, so he must have been plastered. I mean, I'm guessing this guy was just, flapping.
He remembers nothing after walking out to the lake. Then he wakes up in a hospital bed. And I have to say, if I'm going to get attacked by an alligator, I want to be drunk as a skunk as well.
You want to hear some Jordan Rivera?
Yeah.
Those gators, I didn't really truly understand them until I'm waking up in the hospital and then like, oh, well, the gator got your arm. I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot.
Oh my God, this is the happiest guy that just had part of his arm ripped off by a 10.5-foot gator behind Bandito's in Port Charlotte. I mean, could you think of a guy that's happier?
The guy sounds pretty awesome. I mean, he didn't die. It could have been worse.
Listen.
Those gators, I didn't really truly understand them until I'm waking up in the hospital and then like, oh, well, the gator got your arm.
Yeah.
Gator got your arm.
I didn't lose my life. Lost an arm. It's not the end of the world.
Well, not the end of the world. So now his arm is gone. I guess he still has his elbow. Is that what he's saying?
He got my elbow. So I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot.
No.
So he's got a little flapper wing going on now, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have the elbow anymore.
All right, so the elbow's gone, so he has like just a bicep.
Right.
It's just like a bicep hanging off?
That's what it sounds like, which is, I think, a good situation for a prosthetic. Not that I know a lot about prosthetics, but...
Oh, the lake. Just trying to go over there and just, take a little pee or whatnot.
There he is.
Take a little pee, whatnot.
Man, this guy has the best spirits for a guy that just like had most of his arm ripped off by a gator.
It happened where I either tripped or like something, the ground below me kind of just went down and I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember. Fusion, I was like, whoa, like I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here and I looked over and then I saw my arm the way it was and I was like, ooh. It kind of just feels like my arm's just there, but not there. It was just the craziest thing. It was like almost like out of a movie.
Like this guy. You think he's going to be back at Bandito's drinking this weekend?
Absolutely. I don't think this guy misses a weekend at Bandito's.
He's going to be the big attraction at Bandito's. He's going to be sitting at the bar telling all the gator stories. Oh, man. And then the gator got my arm. I wonder if he's going to do like little flapper bar tricks with his nub or something.
I mean, he has to learn those. I mean, he doesn't know them now, but in time.
And then did you hear what he said about sort of feeling that his arm is that phantom limb where people that lose a limb, they still feel like it's still there, right?
Yeah, that happens.
I think it's called phantom limb syndrome or something to that effect. But I just want to play this guy. I started and stopped it. I just want to hear this guy straight through. This guy's just doing this interview with Channel 2 out of Fort Myers. And, man, he's just, he won't shut up.
Those gators, I didn't really truly understand them until, you know, I'm waking up in the hospital and then like, oh, well, the gator got your arm. I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow. But I can still move my arm around and whatnot. I just saw a little lake, just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee or whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or, like, something, the ground below me kind of just went down, and I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember. Fusion, I was like, whoa, like, I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here, and I looked over, and then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looked like my arm just there, but not there. It was just the craziest thing. It was, like, almost, like, out of a movie.
Yeah, and were you trying to feed the gator?
That is completely not true. They don't even serve food at that bar, so how would I couldn't have served the gator food.
I couldn't have served the gator
food. That was one of the questions he was asked by the report. I guess some people were suggesting that he was out back feeding the gator. So Bandido serves no food?
Everything I've seen about Bandidos, it's a true dive bar. They don't have like a menu. They have like all kinds of booze.
Do you think they have pretzels or nuts on the bar that everyone's grubby fingers have been in? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Do they do that often anymore? I don't really see that. But back in the old days, you would see like almost an ashtray looking kind of dish with peanuts and stuff in it that everybody who'd been sitting at the bar for the last 5 hours had been poking their dirty hands in.
That's what I want. I want to put that stuff. I want to put those nuts in my mouth.
There was an old
Andrew's going to ISO that.
I was waiting to see if you'd pick up on that.
There was an old dingy bar on Dale Mabry named Baxter's.
I remember that.
And I walked in there a couple times, and it was pitch black. Really, in the middle of the bright day, it was pitch black.
Right.
And they had little wooden bowls of peanuts on the bar. And I'm like, ugh. I'll have plenty.
Yeah. Speaking of bar food, man, I tell you what. Michelle, remember I said we were going to go get that pizza last night?
What, at Colony Grill?
Colony Grill. My God, I can't believe, because I'm a pizza nut, I can't believe that I just found out yesterday that Colony Grill from Connecticut has two locations in town. And it's an awesome bar pie. I think Colony Grill has the best bar pizza because there are different categories. Like,
Help me out. What's bar pizza as opposed to something that's like a New York style pizza?
Bar,
I don't know.
Bar pizza is typically a smaller pie and it's very, very thin. It's thin and crunchy and crispy and, you know, a bar pie, like, so you can hold a bar slice. It's not flopping all over the place. And listen, there are different categories of pizza. And folks know that I'm a pizza aficionado. I love a great New York slice. Remember last, when did we go to Sardo's first? Was it early this year or? It was earlier this year that I went to Sardo's. Sardo's on Ulmerton in Largo. It is a great New York style slice. In South Tampa, when Pachi's was around, and then Skip changed the name to Miro's. That's a great New York Brooklyn slice as well. You know, I wish Skip would bring Miro's back in South Tampa. But Neapolitan pie, coal fired pie, a Detroit style. You've got all these different types of pizza, and I like most types of pizza, but I put them into different categories. And folks were like, oh, MJ, you posted a picture of the Colony Grill pizza on your Instagram last night. What happened to Sardo's? I'm like, Sardo's is great, but it's a New York slice, and I love New York slices. The Colony Grill pizza is a bar pizza. It's a whole different genre. So I'm not cheating on Sardo's.
So hold on. It's not that you have a relationship so tight with anybody that cheating even comes into the conversation.
I know, but some people were suggesting that. But Michelle and I went. I said I was going, and we went to the location in Midtown. It's, right behind where Shake Shack is. It's back in there, and it's called Colony Grill. And Colony Grill is a famous Connecticut place. But it's different than the coal-fired Connecticut New Haven pizzas. So, like, Colony Grill's pizza is a bar pie. It's not the same as, like, Frank Pepe, for instance, or Sally a Pizza. So those are the New Haven-style coal-fired pies. This is I think this is the best bar pie in the country. And, again, it's Colony Grill, and they have one at Midtown, you know, where Ponta, Modern American is. The Shake Shack is in there.
So after you go to Colony Grill, you can go to REI and buy all kinds of hiking stuff.
Yes, and it's behind Whole Foods. So it's if you want to, and they're 12-inch pies. They're just it was great. It absolutely held up to my visits to the Stamford original Colony Grill location, and they also have the location on 4th Street here in St. Petersburg.
Right.
So, and remember, the manager called us yesterday.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, the manager. So, again, if you want a great bar pie, it's Colony Grill. And they got the one on 4th Street here in St. Pete, and then the one in Midtown at 275 in Dale Mabry in South Tampa.
And again, the bar pie is a thin wafer kind of crust.
Yeah, it's a thin, crispy, very, very thin.
If I didn't see the picture of that, I would think it was just like, okay, you have to eat this pizza in the bar.
Yeah. Hey, let me, I just got it again. And no, I'm not on methamphetamine, okay? Do you guys get the little sensation like a bug is crawling on your leg and there's nothing there?
Only when I'm taking meth and tripping.
Stop it.
Only when she's on meth, yes.
I just got it again. And it doesn't happen often, but it's every once in a while. It's 2 days in a row. When I was driving in yesterday morning, and I meant to bring this up yesterday morning, but we got all jammed up. But yesterday, driving in at, you know, the 5 o'clock hour, I'm on the Howard Franklin. I keep like reaching down, and I actually took my hand and I went to, you know, I thought there was like an ant crawling on my leg, and there's nothing there. And then just now, I'm talking for the last couple of minutes, I mean, it felt like there's like a bug crawling like on my shin, on my calf, and there's nothing there.
So it's like a skin surface level sensation.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing, and it's called fornication.
Say it again.
Fornication is when you're having sex. What are you talking about?
No, Google it. It's fornication.
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 What? Hold on.
Formication.
You just said fornication.
He doesn't want to fornicate with anything that's crawling on his skin.
Fornication is when you feel like bugs are doing it on your skin.
Now, I know that like drug addicts that are like meth heads, aren't they like scratching their face and they think they've got bugs crawling all over them?
Yeah, and taking things apart, taking electronics apart.
That's right.
But formication is the feeling of bugs crawling on or under your skin.
Yeah.
And it's a type of I can never say this word, but it's like paresthesia. Is that how you say it?
Do I have an ailment?
You might.
Paresthesia is when you feel something, some sensations on your skin that don't have any physical cause. It's like a nerve-related type of thing.
All right, do I have like a mental problem?
Well, we know that.
that check yes on that box.
But it doesn't happen often. In fact, before yesterday, I can't remember the last time it happened, but I would have sworn, I would have bet $100 that there was like a carpenter ant or something crawling on my leg while I was driving in yesterday. And again, it just happened again. It's not happening now, but I mean, is there something wrong with me? Do I need to, when I go in for my 10-millimeter kidney stone bust-up tomorrow afternoon at the hospital, do I have to have them check this out?
I don't know if it's the same doctor you'd see.
It's a tactile hallucination.
Yeah.
Is what it's described as. Certain areas in your brain work cooperatively to process signals from your tactile sense, informally known as your sense of touch. Tactile hallucinations are when those brain areas act like they're processing signals from your body, even though there aren't any such signals, because your brain is acting like it's receiving signals, blah, blah. So is there something wrong? I mean, is this like just common?
It's not that common.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Well, stop. Yeah. Fester just scrolled up on the website he's on.
Now, this is causes.
What are the most common causes of formication, thinking you got a bug crawling on you? There are a few main ways that formication happens. The first bullet point is substance use or withdrawal from substances.
Yeah.
I'm not on anything. I don't use any substances. Oh, next one is mental health conditions that involve psychosis and hallucinations. Great. Then brain-specific conditions.
That's vague.
Medical conditions that can affect your brain or other body systems. That's also vague. Oh, or too little either vitamin B folate or vitamin B12?
Do I need to get you a multivitamin?
I need to go get a vitamin B12 injection.
It couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt.
Can you believe it? So what's my, do I need to see a doctor for this now?
Okay, this is what it is.
Yeah.
One of the other causes of formication is anxiety. And you've probably had your share of anxiety with your kidney stone. And are you going to get it pounded out? Are you going to get it lasered out? What are you going to do? You know, so
going to pound one out tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. So that it could just be anxiety. Anytime I have a symptom and I Google it, there are all kinds of bad things that come up. But then if you Google that same symptom and you tag it anxiety, it's also a symptom of anxiety.
If you're tuning in just now, 2 days in a row, just it's not like constant. Just a couple of times, it feels like I've got a bug crawling on my leg, and there's no bug crawling on my leg. And Roxanne looked it up, and it's called formication. After a misidentification of fornication at first.
She said it correctly. I think we just misheard it.
I think I heard fornication. All right, moving along here. What time is it? 7:44. All right, stand by. We're moments away from giving away the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. First, though, angriest airports in America. And Tampa is number 4 on the list. Say what?
Really?
This makes no sense. Tampa International Airport, I think, is the best airport in the country. I mean, Tampa International Airport, I think, is one of the easiest, best airports in the world. And listen, Michelle and I and the kids, we've been all over the place. And I've been to dozens and dozens of U.S. airports. I've been to dozens of international airports. And I think Tampa International is one of the easiest, best, most flyer-friendly airports in the world. So this is Forbes. And what they did was they looked at Twitter activity.
Is that really a reliable source for anything?
I don't
know. Yeah, because
so.
Everybody's angry on Twitter.
Yeah. You know, let me solicit for the tablet. We'll do the air because it'll take them a while to get caller 105. So, yeah, I'm going to go with caller 105. So let's give away the tablet right now. It's 7:45 exactly here on the MJ Morning Show. Let's go with caller number 105, as in Q105. Caller 105, if you know last hour's winner's first name, for the tablet last hour, you win the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet right now, courtesy of our friends at Two College Brothers Moving and Storage, as we're giving away 40 Microsoft Surface Pro tablets all last week and now all this week, every hour, Monday through Friday here on the MJ Morning Show. And it's time for the Wednesday 7 a.m. giveaway right now. Caller 105 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Just be the 105th caller right now at 800-990-1047. Know the winner from last hour's first name, and boom, you win the next tablet. Good luck from the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. All right, so here's what happened. Forbes magazine, they looked at Twitter activity. So they looked for keywords and terms in regard to airports. So they were looking for angry tweets regarding airports. And they put together the list of the angriest airports in the United States, or airports that make people angry, based on what they tweeted online. Tell you what, I've tweeted about Tampa International Airport, and it's all positive.
Me too. You know. It's like such a happy place to return to. I mean, you could go on the best vacation, have a great time, but it's so nice to come home and be welcomed home at Tampa International.
What, like people holding signs?
Well, no, just the comfort of it, okay, the familiarity, right. the cleanliness, the organization. It's not like Miami Airport where you just want to kill yourself.
At Miami, you want to bust through one of those emergency doors where it says alarm will sound.
Yeah.
You want to jump out onto the ramp and throw yourself into a rotating jet engine at Miami.
Yeah, for real. It is a logistical nightmare.
It is the worst airport in the world.
If you're trying to go from one gate, you have to do transfer flight or whatever. Oh my gosh, it takes forever to walk from point A to point B there.
All right, so Forbes Advisor, they looked at 37,000 tweets that were directed at the 60 busiest airports in the United States. And this is from March 22 to just this March 23. Then they used a machine learning tool to analyze the sentiment. And they were looking for some key words like delays and security hours. And then they put together this list of the angriest airports in the United States. And coming in at number 10, it was the San Jose, California airport. Number 9 is Phoenix. Number 8, Nashville, Tennessee. Number 7, angry airport in the USA, San Diego. Number 6, Atlanta.
What? Number 6? That's the worst.
Number 5, San Antonio, Texas. Number 4 is Tampa. Say what? The fourth, and it, you know, people are complaining about TSA. Oh, TSA was rude to me at Tampa. And come on. I've always had pleasant times at Tampa. I don't think I've had any rude folks at Tampa International. You know, most of them recognize me and they're like, hey, MJ, what's going on? You know,
I mean, I don't.
But exactly. They still search my bag. They still, yeah, they still like swab my luggage for bomb residue. It's like, hey, MJ, what's going on?
Hey, MJ,
listen every morning that while he's swabbing my bag for dynamite. Hey, it's like, what's going on here? Yeah, I'm a real target here.
I'm
you
a
know?
Big fan of the show. But listen, I would love to give you a body cavity exam. Can you step into this room with me? I'd love to tell my friends I just gave you a cavity exam. Would that be all right?
No, seriously, I had a couple of months ago I was traveling. And I got the random, you know, when you walk through the metal detector, I'm TSA pre-check. I've got clear as well, but we don't have clear at Tampa. Come on, Tampa, let's get some clear. So I've got clear TSA pre-check, the whole deal. So, you know, I travel a lot, so I don't buzz the machine. And with TSA pre-check, you don't have to go through the body scanner. With TSA pre-check, you go through the regular magnetometer, and yeah, I travel enough. I know not to have anything on me that's going to delay me, but sometimes you'll get the beep, 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 and it's the randomizer, and it just randomly selects people for additional enhanced screening, and it usually means they swab your bag. So the last time I was randomized, and he's got a swab. It's like, all right, do you have a tablet or a computer? So they want to swab that typically. And so the guy's making conversation with me. It's like, hey, MJ. And he's like talking about, oh, yeah, I love last week you were talking about. Meanwhile, he's swabbing my bag for bomb residue.
Doing his job.
Oh, no, he is.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of surreal that he knows who I am. I'm the last person that's going to be having a bomb on the airplane. And here I'm getting swabbed. Anyway, so Tampa International, the fourth angriest airport in the country. That makes no sense to me. Number 3 is Omaha, Nebraska? What the hell's going on out there?
Yeah, I've flown through there. There's nothing angry about Omaha.
I've been through Omaha as well. Jacksonville International Airport is the number 2 angriest airport.
Okay.
And coming in at number 1, the angriest airport in America is... Well, howdy, Pilgrim.
What is that, Ronald Reagan Airport?
What? Ronald Reagan didn't say, well, howdy, Pilgrim. It's not Reagan. It's John freaking Wayne.
Oh.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Actor. I thought that was your Reagan
what
impression.
What was that? Was that Michael Dukakis?
There's no airport named after Michael Dukakis.
No, it's the
Is there?
John Wayne oh. Airport out in Orange County.
I thought you were doing a Reagan impression. I'm sorry. All right, that does sound John Wayne-y, yes.
So number 1 is John Wayne. And again, I was looking at some of the... he got 104. All right, we're up to 104. So the next line I select is 105. And I will select this line right here. Hi, it's MJ. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show right now?
Well, I'm calling for tablet tag.
You sound a little nervous. I noticed a little quiver in your voice.
Well, I'm a little shocked I got through. I've been trying for a week and a half now.
Well, Mary, you got through.
Yes, awesome.
You are caller 105. Mary, can you tell me the first name of last hour's winner?
Was it Vanessa?
Say it again.
Vanessa?
Vanessa is right. Boom! You win! Persistence pays off. Congratulations. So, Mary, you just won the next tablet. Hey, thank 2 college brothers moving in storage right now.
Thank you, college brothers.
There we go. So, Mary, you got it. You have the next tablet. It's all yours. It's a Microsoft Surface Pro 8. This is a full Windows 11 computer. This is the one I use every day. I love it. Full endorsement from me. And you're the latest winner, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you. thank you, guys. I've been listening to you for years.
Mary, it is a pleasure to have you win. Mary, hold on, and we'll put you on hold. Andrew's going to get all your information. Where do you live, Mary? Where are you calling from?
Riverview.
Fantastic. Thank you, Riverview Mary. Better than Typhoid Mary, Riverview Mary.
No.
I guess so. That's odd.
Mary, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Andrew, line three is Mary. Look at that. Folks, that's the 7 o'clock tablet. So we're halfway there. We give away the 6 and the 7 coming up. 8 o'clock hour starts in exactly 7 minutes. So in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give away the next tablet, be the right number caller, and know that Mary just won that tablet, and boom, don't win in the 8, well, then you can try again in the 9, because we'll give away two more tablets in the 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour, and then we'll do it again tomorrow, Thursday. Four tablets tomorrow morning, and then four tablets again on Friday morning, and that's going to round out the 40 tablets that we've given away, all thanks to two college brothers, moving and storage, smartest move you'll ever make. Now, again, back to the airport thing, some of the tweets were published in the Forbes story, like, at John Wayne Air, why does the Southwest Air Terminal stink so much? Carl's Jr. is not food. Why are there no choices to eat quickly? Mm-hmm. So here's an angry tweet about the John Wayne, and that's the number one angriest airport in the U.S.
But you go to some airports, and there's no legitimate good food options other than fast food, and you don't want that.
Yeah, here's a tweet from Tampa International. Included in the Forbes rankings here. Hey, at FlyTPA, that's the handle on Twitter. Also, that's the handle on Instagram. Hey, at FlyTPA, just curious, do you hire naturally rude TSA employees or do they need to learn their rudeness in training? Again, for me, it's just the opposite. I always have friendly TSA here at Tampa. So again, I don't understand. I'm coming to the full-throated defense of Tampa International Airport.
I don't know if I like you using the word full-throated and then defense in the same sentence. I'm just saying, it's just really awkward.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm full-throated defense. I don't know. Just
you having a stroke over there?
No,
you're okay.
You're the one that said full-throated.
Right.
It is the appropriate usage of the word.
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling you.
All right, I'm sorry to make you uncomfortable.
You made everybody uncomfortable with
a common term.
I don't know that full-throated should be in your vocabulary ever.
I am coming to the defense of Tampa International Airport. I find it preposterous that it's on the Forbes list of the fourth angriest airport in America. Doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, Rox.
A couple things. Yep. Number one, aren't we supposed to take a tour of...
Yes.
Okay.
We were invited.
Do we need to get that scheduled soon?
Yeah, so they actually Bo Zimmer, who's over at Tampa International. Bo Zimmer used to be a reporter on Channel 10, and Bo Zimmer is part of the communications department at Tampa International, and he touched base with me recently again. Hey, when can you guys get in for the tour? So they want to give us the back scenes airport tour, which I think is great. And then they're also talking to me about another project, which I'm really kind of excited about.
What is it?
I can't say just yet. But there's an interesting project that I'm just waiting for some more details. And the minute I get the details, I'll share it on the air. But, you know, my kind words for Tampa International have nothing to do with, the fact that they're, inviting us for a tour. I just like the airport. It's a great airport.
Okay, next question for
you
guys.
Yep.
What is your favorite airside at Tampa International? I know mine.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't fly that much. I don't know. Delta? I don't know what the air. I don't even know what airside is which.
Airside F.
Yeah.
That is the best. Yeah. That flies. American flies out of Airside F, but I love it because they have the cafe by Mise en Place there. And it's my like pre-flight routine. I go there. I go straight to the bar. I get a glass of red wine. I take the.
Right.
I get it in a to-go cup, and then they put a little cute little sticker on it. It says you're on the no-fly list, and because you can't bring the cup with the wine on the flight unless you put in a sippy cup of your child's.
I just like the whole. I like the whole experience. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Hold on. You're putting wine in your kid's sippy cups?
I'm kidding.
I don't know that this is necessarily exclusive to the Mise en Place location at the Airside F, but Roxanne's smuggling airport wine on the plane?
Just telling a joke.
You know why jokes are funny? Because they're based in reality a lot of times. Roxanne smuggling you know what? Wine on Super Shop.
I think that Roxanne just gave us a big, honest revelation.
How about that time I ordered Brussels sprouts? Because that's another part of my pre-flight meal.
What? So you can stink up the whole plane?
No. Yes, that's what happened. It was terrible. It was a mistake made one time. I ordered Brussels sprouts to go from Mise en Place.
You're
delicious.
Eating Brussels sprouts on an airplane?
Delicious.
My God, I feel bad for the three rows in front and the free three rows behind.
Why don't you ask the flight attendant to microwave some fish for you while you're on the plane, Roxanne?
It's terrible. They're so delicious when you eat them in the restaurant, but they took forever to cook one time, and I had to just bring them as a to-go item.
I'll take my Brussels sprouts to go.
There's your captain speaking. We're getting some complaints about an odor coming from the airplane. Did someone bring some broccoli and Brussels sprouts on board?
So bad.
As a level one roughage, there's two malodorous occasions. One, when you're eating it. And two, like an hour and a half later.
That's great. So, Roxanne, what have we learned about Roxanne's travel? She puts wine in her kids' sippy cups and eats Brussels sprouts prior to boarding a flight. There we go.
No, Evelyn Jade, the Peppa Pig cup is mommy's juice. It's mommy's Peppa Pig cup, Evelyn Jade.
All right, Fester, has this really upset you?
It sucks.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
All right, let's see if Fester knows what I'm talking about. So the only clue, this is like, and the password is... Hi, the only clue is...
I don't want to sound like I'm a hypocrite because I haven't done this in a while.
I think you might know what I'm talking about.
Yes!
This is just the prep that's just floating around. So you're saying with just the cursory mention of, I think Fester's really upset about this, you know what I'm talking about? All right, tough guy, what am I talking about?
The sons of bitches at Dairy Queen might be discontinuing the cherry dip.
The sons of bitches at Dairy Queen.
I mean, that's the right pluralization because there's multiple locations. The sons of bitches at Dairy Queen. Have you ever had the cherry dip?
I used to. It's been a while.
But me too.
As a kid, that was my favorite.
I haven't had, I mean, if I told you it's been 10 years since I've had a cherry dip. That might be maybe longer, maybe 20. But
ding, ding, ding. Fester is. that's exactly what I was getting at.
Have you ever had the cherry dip, Rox?
Never. It sounds delicious.
When I was a kid, just the coolest thing was when they did the Dairy Queen cone and they did the whoop, whoop,
right?
Whoop. So I had a sound go off in my head. And then they did a little curly Q swirl on top.
Yes.
Scrump delicious.
And they had the chocolate dip. I think they might have had butterscotch dip. And then they had cherry dip.
Yeah. My first experience at Dairy Queen was on Middletown Road in Nanuet, New York. So right at the top of Town Line Road, it dead ends into Middletown Road. And the old Letterly Laboratories used to be there. And I'm a kid in Nanuet back out. I was like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And then you hung a right off of Town Line Road right in front of Letterly Labs on Middletown. And there was an Esso station on the corner that became Exxon.
Okay.
And then a little further down on the right was a Dairy Queen. That was my go-to item. The ice cream cone dipped in the red... You know, the hard shell dip. And that was the coolest thing, you know, like jumping up and trying to see over, watching them with the machine and making those broop, broop. You know, they do the glops. They do like three layers of glops.
Dairy Queen and then they do round and round soft serve.
And then they do the glops. And then they do the little curly Q on top. And then I would always get the cherry hard shell dip cone. And to me, turning that cone upside down and the ice cream is still stuck to the cone that was one of the greatest things in human history to me when I was a little kid. Watch and then handing me that bright red, fire engine red Dairy Queen cone with the red crunchy dip. And now they might is that the rumor going around? They might discontinue the red cherry dip?
Somebody put up a social media post out of one location in Michigan, and they said how they can no longer order it. It's not in their supply house anymore.
Shelby Township, Michigan. So, social media for the Dairy Queen in Shelby Township, Michigan announced in a video that the popular red dip for Dairy Queen cones has been discontinued, son of a... But you know what? Fester, you brought something up that you feel hypocritical because you haven't had one in a long time. I have not had a red dip cherry cone in probably decades, but it's my friend.
I know.
I feel, you know, I grew up and I had so many of these things as a kid. I feel like it's a part of my life.
This is how I felt a year and a half ago.
Like my spleen.
Okay. Your spleen. You can live without your spleen. I don't know if I can live without cherry dip ice cream, even though I never have it
Should
anymore.
We try to get the Dairy Queen employees or managers to call us right now?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know. If there's anyone that owns, operates, works at, manages a Dairy Queen, you got to call us. Is this true? Is the red hard shell dip being discontinued? 800-990-1047. This is big news, folks. Listen, debt crisis. I got a red dip Dairy Queen crisis going on here, apparently. All right. If there's anyone that knows anything about Dairy Queen, you work there, is the red dip being discontinued? Is this a true story? Is this a false story? Is this fabricated? Is this internet misinformation? Or is it true? If you're at all connected to Dairy Queen and you know, 800-990-1047. That's 800-990-1047. Call up.
Admittedly, I probably don't go to Dairy Queen as much as I should. If I'm like a fast casual ice cream or a custard guy, I probably go to Culver's.
All right, is this the video where is this the person that makes the announcement on the video? Right there. I wonder if
that's
to
refresh it.
I wonder if that's it right there. Yeah, go ahead. All right, play that. Hit the audio.
New product, but unfortunately today I have some bad news and I feel like a lot of people will be upset about this. I don't know when or if it's returning, but Dairy Queen is discontinuing their cherry cone dip. It's already sold out in our warehouse, so once we deplete the inventory in the store, it will be sold out until further notice.
Wow, that's the person from this Dairy Queen up in Shelby Township, Michigan.
I mean, is it possible that this is just like the worst supply chain problem ever?
COVID's catching up to the red dip. Big supply chain issue.
It's in the back end.
The red dye, the food coloring.
You know what it is? They can't get enough red chips from Taiwan. A lot of red chips.
I can't speak to where the red chips
from
are coming
Taiwanese
from.
Taiwanese semiconductor all jammed up in the... So you just heard the audio from their little video. Some of the people are saying that... I'm looking at some of the comments. I'm suing Dairy Queen.
I can't say that I'm going to sue Dairy Queen because I'm telling you, I haven't had it in many years.
Hey, how about Warren Buffett? Get me Warren Buffett on the phone. Doesn't Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway? I think they own Dairy Queen.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I think that Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company, is the primary owner of, Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, because look at this. Bring up the story right there for Reuters.
The top one?
Yeah. Warren Buffett's Dairy Queen. Look at this. This is from a year ago, from June 21st of 2022. Warren Buffett's Dairy Queen loses lawsuit over Blizzard name. A federal judge ruled that Dairy Queen cannot stop W.B. Mason from selling Blizzard bottled spring water, the same name the unit of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway uses for the popular ice cream products, Blizzard at Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Warren is the owner of Dairy Queen. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
True story. Fester, also, anything new with your 2004 Lincoln Town Car? Because I saw that Monster Jam is coming back to Raymond James Stadium in August.
Okay, so it's not Raymond James Stadium.
What?
I thought it was Amalie Arena.
Hang on a minute. Okay. Maybe.
Now you're sounding like Cookie Monster.
Maybe I've got it wrong.
All right. So they're coming in August. They're having a one-off show.
Wait a minute. How the hell can you have Monster Jam in Amalie?
Yeah, it is in Amalie.
How's that big enough?
Yeah, they're going to do it on the ice.
No. Monster Jam. They have them in those size venues all around the country.
Really?
I mean, not every city has an 85,000-seat NFL football arena.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. So, yeah. Amalie Arena, Monster Jam, Saturday, August 19th. Wow, but usually Monster Jam is at Raymond James.
And it's usually a three or four day event, or not day event, but three or four show event.
Right.
There's usually two shows on Saturday, one show on Sunday, or something like that. This is just one show, August 19th at Amalie Arena.
All right, but you were trying to work out a deal
so we,
where you would take your old 2004 Lincoln Town car, which Fester retired because the transmission went kaflooey.
I didn't retire it as much as it broke down.
Well, you broke it.
Yeah, I broke
you it. Had the transmission fluid changed. And apparently you should never change the transmission fluid in a 2004 Lincoln Town car.
I mean, you either do or you yeah. don't. I never did, and then I do, and then it,
and then it crapped out because it likes all the sludge in there. Fester's trying to work out a deal because he's got his old Lincoln Town car in his front yard in Lutz.
It's off to the side.
And he's trying to arrange it so it can be smashed by a monster truck during Monster Jam. We're going to smash Fester's old car.
So we have a sales representative who works with the folks at Monster Jam. I talked to her. Right. She reached out to them. Everything I've heard is that they're receptive to the idea, but nothing's been approved yet. And then I have to...
I want Gravedigger.
See, Gravedigger's a great one. But my favorite...
doing that voice makes me cough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Our family favorite is Mohawk Warrior, which is...
Well, here's the truck lineup.
You have the lineup?
Yeah, I got the lineup right here.
Is Mohawk Warrior going to be there?
Gravedigger.
Of course.
Monster Mutt Dalmatian.
Okay.
El Toro Loco.
That was pretty cool. Has the horns.
Thunder Roar.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thunder Roar Us. I got to stop doing the voice. Megalodon. Just Get Her Done. Wildside and Overboard. I don't see. What's the one you're looking for?
Oh, we're Mohawk Warrior fans.
I don't see Mohawk Warrior on the list there, tough guy.
You know what it was? The first Monster Jam I ever took my son to, we were in the elevator and at Raymond James Stadium, and in walks Bryce Kenny.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that? That's the driver of Mohawk Warrior.
Well,
and he reaches down and looks at my son, and he kind of messes up his hair, and he goes, "Hey, how you doing, buddy?" And Hudson has been a Mohawk Warrior fan ever since.
Wow.
But we are huge Gravedigger fans, El Toro Loco fans, Megalodon fans, and the idea was to have it...
One of the trucks smash Fester's old 2004 Lincoln Town car. I love it.
Hey, Roxy, do you have a favorite Monster Jam truck?
I do not, but from what I've been told... Spring Monster Jams are in stadiums, and fall are always in arenas, from a mother of two young boys, parent of two young boys. And then some people are concerned about having the monster trucks in the enclosed building, the carbon dioxide.
It's not carbon dioxide.
Well, they wrote carbon dioxide. Monoxide.
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
They've been doing these shows in
byproduct of the combustion of carbon fuels in the internal combustion engine.
So, anyways, can we put these people at ease, these texters at ease, that they'll be okay there in the arena? I mean,
they do these shows all around the country. They know what they're doing.
And not too many people are passing out at these shows, apparently. Moving right along. This is ridiculous. There is an image that's circulating online, and this showed up on Reddit. What time is it? 8:11. All right, so sometime this hour, folks, heads up. We'll give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet in just a short amount of time. Stand by. It's coming up. Your chance to call in and win the 8 o'clock hour Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. All thanks to two college brothers moving in storage. We'll tell you exactly when to call in. So there's this image which is circulating. This was on a Reddit thread, and it is a photo of a sign at a hospital, apparently here in Florida. The Reddit user's name is Berezis, B-R-E-Z-I-S, from Florida, put a photo up on a subreddit thread titled Mildly Infuriating. That's, I guess, a forum with 5.7 million members. So Reddit forum called Mildly Infuriating. And this individual posted a picture of a Word document printed sign that's taped in the kitchen of the hospital, I guess the break room, and it says microwave $2. You can purchase a monthly unlimited pass for only $30. Includes time with your favorite BHUSWs. What is that? Have you ever heard of this? Charged per use to use the microwave oven in the break room?
I've never heard of that.
No, that's weird. Is this really a thing or is this a stunt?
I'm looking. Look, here's the sign. I'll hold it up to MJTV right now. Remember, you can watch us all morning long. We're on MJTV. If you go to MJMorningShow.com and you click on the top where it says MJTV, you can watch us live from 6 to 10 right here in the studio. And then if you can't watch when we're live, you can go back and watch it anytime during the day. But look at this. I'm holding it up right here. It's an actual sign. You can see the scotch tape, which is holding the sign up. And they're trying to charge you $2 for each microwave use. I've never heard of that.
All right. I'm not disagreeing that the sign is actually printed, but I think Roxanne's right. Is this some kind of joke or a stunt that they're trying to...
that's what we don't know. Now, some of the Reddit users in the thread are saying, is this real? Is this legitimate? Could it be a joke? I don't think I've ever heard of it. But what is... apparently the acronym for BHUSW, it means Behavioral Health Unit Social Workers.
Okay. So they're talking to their own staff about...
Yeah, this is a staff break room where they want to charge you $2 each time you use the microwave.
Dude, don't tell that to the guys around here. That's a new revenue stream for, Q2.
The good news is, we got new revenue from Pat George. Heats up his little American cheese quesadillas every day. We've got $50 off of him alone.
Yeah, I never heard of this. And, you know, when I saw the microwave story, though, remember that British cook? Remember the British cook that has a lot of social media? And she pronounced microwave...
Yes.
Do you remember? Is this the audio? I think this is it.
Microwave.
What's her name? She's like a well-known British TV chef, and she called the microwave the...
Microwave.
The microwave.
Microwave.
And that set people all aflutter.
Microwave.
Was that from like the Great British Baking Show or something? I remember. Yeah,
it's Nigella Lawson is her name. Am I grabbing calls here? You got a call on hold, Andrew. Who's on hold, Andrew? Do I have a call on hold? You put it on hold, so do you not remember?
We have Michelle in Zephyr Hills.
Okay, well, I didn't have the call screener up on here because I was looking up information for you.
All right, so we kind of got away from Dairy Queen. But
we're getting Dairy Queen delayed calls now on the red dip.
Oh, because, right, you asked for anyone who works at Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michelle, do you have any insight? Is Dairy Queen really discontinuing the red hard shell dip?
According to my cousin that works at the one in Plant City, she said no, they have not heard anything about that at all.
I wonder if this is just some kind of a attention-getting social media kind of a thing that the Dairy Queen in Michigan came up with.
Anything to get attention nowadays.
Yeah, really. Everyone wants their slice of, 2 minutes of fame on social media,
Yes, they do.
All right, so Michelle, you called your cousin, who is an employee of the Plant City Dairy Queen, and she said she's heard nothing about the hard shell red dip being discontinued.
Yes. I actually texted her mom because she's on her way to school, and I was like, hey, ask Des if the red dip is being discontinued. And she's like, no, not that I've heard of.
Well, there we have it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful day, you guys.
You too. Hey, you trying to win the tablet?
No, because I was not up early enough to hear the other person that was before me.
All right, well.
But I will try next hour.
Yeah, so we'll give away one in a little while here in the 8 o'clock hour. And know that name, and maybe you can win it in the 9 o'clock hour.
I am going to try, because my soon-to-be 13-year-old would love one.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. I saw the microwave thing. I just thought it was kind of funny. I just never heard of that, pay per use for the microwave.
What's next, toilets?
Yeah. Well, hey, I remember that you don't see much anymore, but pay toilets were a thing. Do you ever remember you had to put like a quarter or a dime in the in the slot.
Was it like, so like pay per flush, essentially?
No, pay to get into the damn room. I remember
the door was locked.
I remember in Virginia Beach at the Haygood Shopping Center in Virginia Beach, there was a southern chain of department stores called Roses. And you used to walk into Roses, and right in the front vestibule, if you look to the right, they had the restrooms right there. And they had one of those pay toilets. You had to put like a dime in and turn the handle to get into the toilet.
Well, if I was the owner of Roses, I would be paying people not to poop on my floor. Like, if you have to go, please go in, please.
I don't have any change. I'll just go here.
And it smelled like roses in there, by the way. Hey, trash bag recycling. I saw a piece on ABC World News tonight last night. And do you know at numerous stores, you know, Publix has them, Target has them, Walmart has them. You know, when you walk into the like the front area where they have the shopping carts, and you'll see the bins where you can bring old plastic grocery or store bags for recycling.
Yeah, I've seen those before. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like a bin and it's recycled. You bring your, you know, you go to Publix, you get those, you know, the little, you know, thin plastic bags. And, man, those things pile up. Right. I mean, a lot of people use the reusable bags, but those things are nasty. You know, we've had numerous stories about how they are just coated with bacteria and germs. And
multiple-use bags.
Oh, the reusable bags, the multiple-use bags. Those things, there have been numerous stories that they get swabbed, and our buddy Sal is all over that bag. You know, Sal?
And his sister, Melina?
No, Sal's first name is Sal. His last name is Manella. It's a Salmonella. Yeah, Salmonella? What?
Not too many Salmonella jokes out there, you know.
No, but seriously, those reusable bags, there have been reports on those. You swab those things, and they're nasty. And they're just crawling with all kinds of nasty bacteria. But the single-use plastic bags, you have the ability at many store chains to bring them back for recycling. But, man, there was an investigation and a whole bunch of ABC affiliates participated. And you have the drop-off bins for recycling, including Target and Walmart. And ABC News worked with 9 of their ABC stations around the country. And they got bundles of these old, you know, one-time-use plastic bags from stores, and they returned them and tracked them. You know what they did?
Oh, put little Apple AirTags on?
Yeah, buddy, that's exactly what they did.
Really?
Yep. So they put Apple AirTags, and they tracked their bundle of bags. So they would take a whole ball of bags, put the AirTag in the middle, and then put it inside another bag. It was just so they would be able to track the bags. So listen to this. Out of all the bags that were tracked, most ended up like at the trash dumps. Only a small amount of the bags actually were tracked with their last ping at a recycling center.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, that's not good. So ABC teams fanned out across 10 states, dropping 46 bags in recycling bins at Walmart and other Target locations, then waited for them to ping. And most of them, the trackers, when they went on the move, they didn't end up in a landfill. Within a month, all the trackers were on the move. The tracker and the plastic bag dropped off in the Philadelphia area pinged at the waste management transfer station in the city's Grays Ferry neighborhood. It was then presumably mixed with other trash and boom, in a landfill. Waste management told the investigative team the facility does not sort or recycle plastic bags. So those bags, they ended up in the regular trash.
Did they utilize ABC Action News 28?
I did not see our local ABC channel.
They didn't get the I-team on it or something?
I do not believe that was the case. It turns out, of the 46 total AirTag trackers that the ABC News team dropped in bins with these recyclable bags, 23 of them last pinged at landfills or trash incinerators, meaning the bags that you put into the recycling bin, thinking you're doing such a great thing, not getting recycled, just being tossed in the regular trash. Listen, we brought this up, I think last year. We talked about recycling, and I'm kind of a stickler in the house. You know, I care about the environment. I'd like to recycle the single-use plastic. So I push the whole family.
You know, aren't you Green Todd?
Well, that's what Michelle and Chloe, you know, they make fun of me. Oh, Green Todd. So if they'll throw like a plastic bottle or a glass bottle in the regular trash, I take it out and I put it in the recycling bin. But there have been numerous stories, and this is why we brought this up. I think it was last year. We brought up the fact that in many cases, a lot of the recycled products that you put curbside in your green bins for the recycling truck to come get, a lot of that stuff doesn't end up getting recycled. A lot of it ends up just in the landfill. And there have been multiple investigations on that as well.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the people who go to the store to drop off their recycled bags or to recycle their bags?
Yeah, like us.
Yeah. Well, you go to the store? You don't put them in your corner or on your in your can at the street?
No, the recycle they don't. The recycle bags are supposed to go back to the. I don't think that.
No. The people who go to the store to drop off their bags to be recycled in the plastic container, they have such a smug look of superiority on their face.
What are you talking
about?
Have
you ever seen that?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, you're standing and watching people bringing bags into the vestibules of stores.
I eyeball them all the time.
No, you're not. Get
they think they're
here.
So much better than
get
I am.
Get out of
look
here.
Look at me. I'm recycling. I'm saving the earth, big boy.
Yeah. Anyway, so 23 of the air tags pinged at landfills or trash incinerators. 7 trackers last stopped pinging at the transfer stations that don't recycle or sort plastic bags or ship to facilities that do so. So again, 23 plus 7, 3 others can't definitively say where they ended up, and the other 6 last pinged at the store where they were left and they hadn't been heard from in months. So it just seems that in many cases, you think you're doing the right thing and you're grabbing your, 5 months worth of plastic grocery store bags and you're dropping them off, you know, at either Target, Walmart, whatever. And here's the ABC News piece where they're saying that the bulk of these things are not getting recycled. You think you're doing a good thing and it's a big old wambuki, big old, scam.
Ruse-a-matoos.
Yeah, a ruse-a-matoos. There you go. Unbelievable. Hey, listen to this. A landlord started an apartment fire. But there's a little twist to this thing. This is out of Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm like, get out of here. So I'm reading the story. A landlord in Duluth, Minnesota deliberately set his apartment on fire while playing a particular song.
Money, money.
What? Why would some landlord set his apartment on fire and play Money, Money?
Well, it could be anything.
No. Why would you play?
Money. Hey, what? Get.
What are you doing over here?
What's the song? Hey,
Roxanne is looking like you're what's having a song? Brain aneurysm.
What is the song?
What is going?
Shut up. What is the song that has the hook? We don't need no water.
Let the bleed. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What song is that? It's not Moni Moni.
Okay, then I'm wrong on the song. What song is it?
The roof. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the burn.
Okay, that's not Moni. What is it?
That's not Moni Moni.
What's Moni Moni's
hook? The roof. That's the one
out.
Where
get laid.
Okay, yeah, that's a club chant.
So is it another song that has a popular club chant that supports arson?
Let me read you the story. A landlord in Duluth deliberately set his apartment on fire, all while blasting blank, according to recently filed charges. Travis Carlson, 37, faces one felony charge. I'm still laughing about of first-degree arson in connection with the May 18th incident. According to the criminal complaint, officers were dispatched shortly after 4 a.m. to the 2400 block of blah, blah, blah in Duluth on a report of an upstairs apartment fire. When emergency crews arrived, they found the upstairs apartment on fire with this particular song blaring from the apartment. The place is on fire, and this song is blaring out of the speakers inside. Fester!
Lay it on me.
JFK blown away!
Okay. I was going to guess Alicia Keys.
What? Oh,
this apartment's on fire.
It's another good one. Folks, no kidding. I'm not making this up. This is real. This is a real story. The landlord sets his own... This is the landlord. He sets his apartment on fire in the apartment building that he owns. The firefighters arrive, and Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire is blaring from the guy's apartment.
How come that's not in rotation here at Q105?
It is.
We should play it more often.
No, it is.
I don't think it comes.
Well, listen, we only play a few songs a morning here in the MJ Morning Show. But no, We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. I saw that was in the rotation.
That's awesome. Burning Down the House would have been a good one.
Burning Down the House? That'd have been another good one.
Burning Down the House, yeah. What, Talking Heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? The downstairs tenant says they woke up their landlord, identified as Carlson, smashing glass and breaking things for about 20 minutes. Carlson then knocked on the downstairs tenant's apartment, telling the tenant the house is on fire. The neighbor also told officers that they saw Carlson under his truck with gas cans going in and out of the house. An investigation revealed a drilled hole in his truck's gas tank with lids to gas cans laying around the truck. The complaint also notes that green liquid lines from a burned accelerant stained several pieces of furniture in the apartment. Officials say that Carlson was found the next day with fresh burn injuries to his arms and legs.
And his legs.
And his what is the matter with this guy?
So
sounds like he freaking snapped. He's drilling holes in his gas tank in his car. And he's taking gas into his house, lighting his apartment building on fire that he's the landlord of?
I went to Google.
Yeah.
And I typed in songs with fire in
them.
Yes,
yeah.
And he really had a lot of songs to choose from. I mean, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I mean, he could have picked a lot of good songs.
Fireball.
Right? Right?
I'm on fire. That Bruce Springsteen dirge. We don't play that, do we? I'm on fire.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, man. I'd like to, you know, take some kerosene poured on myself when I hear that song. I'm on fire. I'm sorry.
That song makes you want to actually ignite yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
This girl is on fire. That's Roxanne had that one. What other one?
Ring of Fire.
They start going downhill pretty fast. There's a lot of obscure songs with fire.
I think I sang the hooks of the best ones.
Yeah.
I guess we could expand to like the heat is on.
Yeah. I'm burning for you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's Blue Oyster Cult. Right.
I don't know.
That's on the list. Burning for you, Blue Oyster. Okay.
Yeah, Blue Oyster. Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult. That's a great song. Fireball. I just want to say fireball. Yeah.
Poor Billy Joel.
This is a nut. I mean, really? You light your place on fire and you're blaring We Didn't Start the Fire from Billy Joel coming out of the speakers as the police and firefighters arrive. Apparently you did start the fire there, Pally. What time is it? 8:32. Stand by. We will give away the next. You know what? Let's do it right now. Let's go right now. 8:32. This sounds like a great time to give away the tablet. Let's go with caller 105 right now. Listen, you never know what's going to happen. Folks are like, oh, he's going to wait until 8:45. No, I'm doing it right now. It's 8:32. Caller 105 right now. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047 if you're caller 105 and you know who won the tablet last hour. You've got the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet, full Windows 11 tablet, Intel chip inside. This thing is fantastic. I use this exact same unit every single day. This is my number one go-to computer now, thanks to Dom, the IT guy. He's the one that turned me on to the Microsoft Surface Pros. He was in the studio. He saw my Lenovo ThinkPad. And he's like, man, you really need a Microsoft Surface. And I'm like, yeah, thank you, Dom. And then, he's like, give it a try. And I've been hooked ever since. I love it. I go everywhere with it. I travel with it. When I get my kidney stone blasted out tomorrow after the morning show, I'll probably bring it because I don't know how long I'm going to be waiting and, you know. So, I mean, it's very portable.
It's very portable. I'm bringing it to my kidney stone removal procedure.
Exactly. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So we're looking for caller 105. What do you think about people that always say 100%?
Well, I prefer them over the people who say 1,000% because that's not a thing.
But you know what I'm talking about? you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't want to mention any names, but I've got a couple of people that I know. Whatever I say, the response is 100%.
So is that like instead of saying I agree?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
100%.
I have one I'm guilty 100%. Of.
Do you have one as well?
I have one I'm guilty of myself.
Oh, what is yours?
I thought, I was like, is MJ talking about me? Sometimes I'll do a 100 in a text message. Like, if you say something, I like it,
right.
I'll give you, like, the red-lettered 100.
Oh, yeah, the stylized 100.
Yeah,
the stylized.
Yeah,
that seems to have faded. That seemed to have been, like, big, like, 8 years ago.
Okay, well, yeah. Then I'm late to that party. But yeah. I don't do it all the time. But I say perfect a lot. Like, if you say you're going to do something, perfect.
But do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know people that whatever you say, and if they seemingly agree, it's 100%?
And sometimes they'll drag 100%. Out the 100%.
100%.
Well, they might have a speech issue.
Again, it's like I know a couple of people. I can think of two names, but a lot of people do it. But I know two people that do it all the time. And it's is it rude for me to say, stop saying 100%.
Maybe you should just call them out on it in a nice way and just say, did you? Yeah, that's your thing, man. That's your thing. 100%.
Boy, that is you, man. 100%. Boy, that's your jam, man. No, you should stop them and say, hey, has anybody told you you sound like a complete jackass every time you say 100%?
100%.
Wait a second.
100%.
MJ.
100%.
You're the one who says 100%.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I might have said it occasionally, but that's not a crutch of mine. Go back to our audio tapes. Go back to the show and find me five times that I've said 100% over the last year. You can't do it.
I can hear your words saying it. I can hear your voice saying those words.
The actual words 100% does have a place in dialogue.
I am not going to say that I haven't said it, but I don't say it incessantly. My complaint is that people tend to say 100% as an affirmative answer to, like, everything.
Hey, man, you going to the bathroom later today?
100%.
See? It really has no wrong usage,
You
right?
don't use it incessantly, but you pepper it in.
Will Roxanne walk in late tomorrow?
100%.
Okay, I will. And guess what? The show will get better once I get here.
100%.
100%. 100%. Oh, man.
100,000%. Oh, that's not a thing, according to Roxanne.
Every time someone says 110%, I just, like, part of me is like, I want to say something about that math, but I just passed.
You know,
hey, guys, stop a second. Look at my phone.
100%.
Look at my phone. It's Tampa General Hospital.
100%.
Are you calling for my credit card right now for my procedure tomorrow?
That only has an 85% success rate.
100%. No, seriously, that was Tampa International. Because I'm having my kidney stone deal tomorrow. So I'm waiting for a time. Well, maybe they're calling me about the time. No, but they want my credit card, man. I think they think I'm a deadbeat. I think they want my credit card before they pound my kidney stone out tomorrow. Yeah, so folks, if you're not aware, tomorrow, Thursday, after the MJ Morning Show, I think it's going to be in the afternoon. Again, I'm waiting for a time to arrive but I'm having John Lithgow Tripsy tomorrow. And what is it called? Lithotripsy. I'm having the sound blasting of my 10 millimeter kidney stone, and it's going to happen tomorrow afternoon. And the plan is for me to be here on Friday. They're going to like sound shock my kidney like 2,000 times to try to bust up the stone, but it's probably going to turn it into smaller pieces. So I might have a kind of a rough time over the next, if it works and it pounds it out, you know, I'll have the pieces that have to pass. Mm. You know, I'm going to ask the doctor, can you just turn it into like beach sand instead of parking lot gravel?
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm asking for. But
like garlic powder.
Hey, so tomorrow morning, I'm doing the show, and then I'm going to have my kidney pounded. Hopefully, get rid of this this marble in my kidney, and then I plan to be right back here on Friday. I got to be here. We got more tablets to give away.
Did you dislodge any of the stone? Maybe when you were doing your Monster Jam voice?
No,
because that sounds like you're hurting yourself when you do that.
Let me tell you right now, the whole kidney stone thing is bizarre. And I was texting with my urologist, who is Dr. Malcolm Root, and I was texting him last night, and I'm like, "Hey, I think it's gone. I don't think we need to do this. It's gone." Because the last 2 days, Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, he's like, it's not gone.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's like that. He's like,
it's
and
not gone.
And I'm joking around anyway. It just, instead of like bouncing around at the bottom near the ureter, it's like maybe it just it like went back up into a little, you know, Thomas's English muffin nook and cranny up in my kidney. Okay. And it's kind of just chilling. It's chilling like Bob Dylan right now.
So
and so it's not really having an issue, but at any time it can, you know, act up. I got to get rid of the kidney stone, and that's supposed to happen tomorrow.
Hey, I'm picturing your kidney as an English muffin, and it seems delicious.
Well, have you ever looked at a
put a lot of butter on it?
Have you ever been part of an autopsy to look inside the kidney?
Once, but I was still alive.
No, it's got all all kinds of like honeycombs, and it's got, like, little caves and caverns and little nooks and crannies, like like a Thomas's English muffin in there.
Oh,
so I think that's where my 10 millimeter stone is hanging out. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Who is this?
Pamela.
Did you say Pamela?
Yes.
Oh my God! I think you're don't hyperventilate, Pamela.
Oh my gosh! Am I caller 105?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I've been trying and trying and trying and trying.
Pamela, do not pass out on me, okay? Please breathe.
Okay, I'll try not to pass out.
Okay, Pamela, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa. I'm at work.
What type of work do you do?
I work at a we send out jewelry for fundraising, cause related merchandise.
Oh, that's lovely. So, Pamela, you're calling for what reason?
The tablet.
Tablet tag, a Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. Now, you are caller 105. If you can tell me the first name of last hour's winner, you win.
Mary.
Mary. Oh, Mary.
It's my mom's name, so I remember this.
Yeah, that's right. It's Mary. You win.
Haha, she told you. You tried to fool her. She's like, yeah, that's my mom's name, so I remember.
Mary, congratulations. Mary, you got the next. I'm sorry, Pamela.
Yeah, Mary got the last one. Yeah.
Pamela, you got it. You win, Pam.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been trying to win this thing?
Since it started and the last time around and the time before that.
Yep, we did it last August. We did it back in November. And we did 1 week giveaways. We gave away 20 each time. And, of course, this time we're giving away 40 tablets. Pamela, thank two college brothers moving in storage.
Thank you, two college brothers moving in storage.
There we go. Man, you sound, you're shaking, it sounds like.
I am. My heart's 100 miles an hour right now.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, persistence pays. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show. And it makes me feel great to give a tablet to, a fantastic listener like you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Pamela. Folks, remember the name Pamela. You know what's interesting? Yesterday, all four winners were men. Right. So every hour, all four winners were men. And today, so far, all three winners have been women. Hmm. So a little equal opportunity going on. All right. So, Pamela, hold on. And Andrew's going to get all your information. You get down here, pick up your tablet, and enjoy. And every time you use it, you're going to think, I love the MJ Morning Show.
I do. I love the MJ Morning Show.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look at that. Another happy winner. All right. So we have another one to give away next hour. We will give away the 9 o'clock tablet sometime between 9 and 9.50. So sometime next hour. Be the right caller next hour when I tell you to call in. And just know that Pamela just won the 8 o'clock tablet. And you could find yourself shaking and having heart palpitations and and breathing issues like Pamela just now. That's fantastic. All right. When we get back, have you ever heard of this happening to somebody running for an airplane? Somebody running to catch their flight, they're running late, and then suddenly, boom, something physical happens while running in the airport to the gate to catch the flight. And also, the whole social media issue. You know my issues with social media, right?
Mostly you don't have enough Instagram followers. That big issue, that looming issue, that's like a black cloud over your head all the freaking time.
Yeah, has it given me mental problems? Yeah, absolutely.
Michelle, how come I don't have like 100,000 followers? I don't understand.
But hey, seriously, all kidding aside, social media, there's more out on the issues, and I echo this stuff, and I've said this a million times. If I didn't have to be on social media, I would not. Because really, I kind of hate it. All right, hold on. I'll explain it all.
I hate it, but
seriously, there's big news that came out yesterday regarding really your kids and social media. Hey, my kids and social media. All right, hold on. We're back in a minute, and we'll explain it all coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, at MJ Morning Show at Q105, Mariah Carey, 8:57. So we're 3 minutes before 9 o'clock, so 3 minutes until the next hour starts and your next shot at another Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet, thanks to our friends at Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. So the fourth tablet is coming up in just a short amount of time here on the MJ Morning Show. Just make sure you know the very excited woman that just won a little while ago. Know her first name, be the right caller, and boom, you could be the next very, very excited winner. Did I just hear you say that you're not going to be here on Friday?
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk to you about it after the show. Okay. So that's it.
But
yeah.
Hold on, you're giving me a little bit of attitude right
here. No, I'm not giving you attitude. I'm giving
Fessy, did you hear some attitude?
What you're hearing is stress.
She is clearly and unemotionally stating words. She is taking a personal day on Friday.
Hey, everyone, take a step back.
All right.
Step back. Step back.
Beep, beep.
Step
beep,
back. All right. Beep. So I'm buried trying to put together this segment. I've got a ton of stuff I'm trying to juggle. I want to do the best material in this long chunk of the MJ Morning Show that we have. And I thought I heard you say, because the speakers were on, I'm focused, and I thought I heard you say, hey, guys, I can't be here on Friday.
Yeah.
And that was it. So I had no idea. Are you tearing up a little bit?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, you just have a look of what's going on Friday? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show.
But what's so secret about it?
It's
if you
not,
need a day off, you can have a day off.
That's it.
So,
that's it.
Roxanne, hold on. Roxanne, listen.
Hold on. You're all nervous over here now. Why? There's a marked change. You're like tensing up and you're nervous. Are you okay?
MJ, I talk to you about this stuff all the time. Okay. I don't want to get into it.
So whatever's going on, Roxanne, just so you know, personal time off you should have to have no explanation for.
Yeah.
It is your time.
Are you and Doug getting divorced already?
Yeah. Already, we decided. We're like, this didn't work out.
You gonna get annulled?
No, everything's fine. He's been very helpful. But okay.
Is there something?
Yes, and you know, I've talked to you about this stuff.
I don't know.
Okay, you have spoken to him.
Right, hold on. Here's a post-it.
In this second, right now. Right,
here's a post-it note and a Sharpie. Hold on. I just dropped the cap. Hang on a minute. All right, here, write it down. I won't say it on the air. I just write down why you can't be here on Friday. Yeah, so just write it down. And I will not show it to the camera, and I will not say what it is. I promise. All right? All right, so Roxanne is writing down why she can't be here on Friday, but you don't want to say it on the air? All right. All right, so Roxanne is writing it. Hold on. All right. Are you going to hand me some kind of joke?
I mean, if she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't want to tell you now.
All right, this is a joke.
No, it's not. I wish it was. I wish it was.
You're getting larger breast implants?
What, Roxanne?
You didn't tell us you were having implant surgery.
What?
How many cc's are you going to now?
Yeah, I'm just going to go for the gusto. I mean, I've had these suckers in here for however many years.
So how big are you going?
Decades.
And are you going to be recovered for Monday's show?
I'll be fine. I'll be back Monday.
That's why you're doing it.
Yes.
So you're getting your boob job on a Friday on a long weekend so you have more time to recover.
You're getting a boob job on a holiday weekend? That's brilliant and dumb at the same time.
She's getting new pool floaties for the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm. At Bodzi.
All right. So that's not the thing, right? Or is it?
No, she's not. I made that up. Folks, okay. No. Can you imagine people have turned off the radio? They got to work. I just want to hear why Roxanne's not going to be. Oh, she's getting a boob job. Car's off.
Gotta go. 9 o'clock. Gotta go to work.
Yeah, gotta get into the office. No, Roxanne is not getting a boob job. Well, as far as I know. You did write something down. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's 100% true.
You just said 100%.
100%. Okay. So to say 100% isn't it.
That was acceptable. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, about half an hour ago, I just brought up the fact that I've got a couple of people I know that whatever I say to them, the response is 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. You know, I really like that new restaurant, blah, blah. 100%.
100%.
Yeah. You know what really looks great? That new BMW. 100%. You know, people that just answer everything with 100%. Now, if you use it in a sentence like that, that's acceptable. But is this real?
Yeah, that's real. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. That person is has known me. I haven't seen this person in a long time, and I had to get in early, and I'm getting in early.
So the appointment's for you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Is this anything you're going to ever want to talk about?
Yeah, I've told you about it, but you're not remembering.
So you're saying that I'm having memory failure?
Are you suggesting that I've got
early onset dementia? What are you suggesting here?
I think you're in the moment, and so you're not thinking about the conversations we have maybe had over the last 3 months or so.
I have no recollection of you ever telling me about this particular thing.
Okay. No, I haven't told you about that particular thing that I wrote down, but I am doing that as a result of the things I've been talking to you about for 3 months.
Okay, MJ, listen, I love you.
Yeah.
You two are confusing the hell out of me. I love both of you guys. Anyway. I love both of you guys, but you guys are, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's got to be something else.
And Roxanne will not be here on Friday. You got to take the whole day?
Well, we've been through this before, but yeah.
I mean, if she has to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, then why come in at all?
And it's going to be a crapshoot whether Froggy shows up. You know, Froggy called in sick today. Mm-hmm. I'm betting he's going to call in again. He'll come tomorrow, and then Friday, I bet you Froggy calls in sick again. Oh, my back, migraine. And, because that's a 4-day weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day, Monday. And folks, do me a favor. I like to mention this every year. Memorial Day is not about getting a good deal on a washer and dryer. A big sale at a car dealership. Memorial Day is to remember those that fought for this country and lost their lives. So that's Memorial Day. Please remember what Memorial Day is all about. And I think a lot of people tend to forget that.
Listen, have your fun. Spend time with your family, but there's a bigger reason.
On the social media front, so I teased this before the break, and I'm just confiding. I do not particularly like social media. If I could escape social media, I would. But the nature of my job, the nature of being a radio host, personality, whatever, social media has become an important part of integration. An extension of the program. Now, as far as social media goes, I probably enjoy Instagram the most. You know, Twitter's become toxic to me. I'm very infrequently on Twitter. I think that Elon Musk made the worst business decision of all time to buy Twitter for, and look, he tried to get out of the deal. Remember?
He did.
He tried to cancel a deal, and there were lawsuits flying, and he was going to be taken to court, and he reluctantly agreed to consummate his deal to buy Twitter. But buying Twitter for $44 billion is the... Who says Elon Musk is a smart guy?
Okay, he is a genius.
He is a moron with certain things.
He's swinging with a big stick.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, he tried to get out of the deal, and he had to go through with it.
Yeah, you can talk to him when he's on Mars.
Well, guys, he's not here to defend himself like he usually is.
Yeah, right. I'd like him to go to Mars, because guess what? When you go to Mars, you don't return. So, yeah, let's send Elon Musk to Mars. I'm fine with that. Anyway, so I'm not a huge social media fan. Of all the social media sites, Instagram probably, because it's photographic. You know, you get to share. I love photography. I love imagery. So I like Instagram. That's what I primarily use these days. And, by the way, speaking of Instagram, we mentioned Colony Grill from Connecticut, that they have the locations here in the Tampa Bay area. I did post our pizza pies, the regular cheese and the spicy, the hot oil. I did post the pizzas from last night from the Colony Grill over in Midtown in Tampa. So if you want to see these cool pizzas, and these are classic bar pies.
Is it different than everything else in town?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it is a different pizza than anything else.
I'm not looking to go to a pizza place that I can go pretty much anywhere and have something that's pretty similar.
Our buddy Sardo has a phenomenal New York slice, but that's a category. New York slice. Sardo has it nailed. Sardo does a great job at Sardo's on Olmerton and Largo. Love Sardo. We got to get him to bring some pizzas in soon. But this is a bar pie. So Colony Grill is a thin, 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 crunchy bar pie. I think it's the best bar pie in the United States. And that's a category for me, a bar pie. So I did post the picture. If you want to see it, it is on my Instagram. And that's a good-looking picture. That's a good-looking pizza right there. Certified MJ Radio. It's the last thing I Instagrammed last night. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, give me a follow on the social media that I hate.
Please, for the love of God, give the man a follow.
And I'm at Certified MJ Radio. So it's all kind of... Hey, the bug. Do you know how many views that freaking bug has?
Maybe that's why you feel like you have bugs crawling on you.
No.
You know what happened, MJ? A couple of nerd entomologist Instagram pages re-Instagrammed your stuff.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what the hell happened. There's over 21,000 views on my Instagram of the crazy beetle crawling in my backyard. This giant bug with these huge looking eyes, but they're not eyes, but they look like eyes. It's like an alien beetle. And I took this video over the weekend, and this thing has among the most video views that I've had in a long time. So take a look at that. The pizzas, all kinds of stuff. My Instagram is at Certified MJ Radio. So the word certified, then MJ, and then radio. Certified MJ Radio, that's my Instagram. But listen, back over to social media, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is yesterday, the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.
Is that who it is?
Yep. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy is a proponent of mental health awareness, and he issued a warning that social media use is a main contributor to depression, anxiety, and other problems with our nation's teenagers. And there is no doubt about it. The peer pressure, all the pictures that teens take, and then especially young girls, the body dysmorphic issues, the need to want to retouch and put your pictures through filters, making your thighs skinnier, your waist smaller, your body longer. I know people that are good-looking women, and they insist on running every freaking picture they post on Instagram through a filter. It's like, what have you done to your face? You look all shiny, and you look like some kind of a Barbie doll now. Just put your normal picture up. You look great as is. Stop with the damn filters already. There's somebody that we all know, and I just want to say, you're extremely pretty. Stop with the effing filters,
I think that it's really changing our beauty standards, those filters are. Filters are deciding what's pretty. That's
absolutely
weird.
Absolutely right. It is. Say that again.
The filters are deciding what's pretty. The computers, the AI, are deciding what's pretty.
Right, say it again only deeper.
The filters are designed.
I didn't say it sounded like you had a stroke.
The filters.
Oh my God.
The filters. Roxanne, man, that is, how do you do that?
Roxanne.
Whoa.
I know, I've got range.
The filters are changing the views that people think you look like. Oh wow, God. Roxanne, that is insane.
Roxanne, you should use that voice for middays.
Exactly. Can you say in that voice, Aerosmith coming to Amalie Arena? Aerosmith coming to Amalie Arena. It's the farewell tour. Peace out. Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
You are so talented.
Roxanne, that is incredible.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Holy crap.
Was it the Baroque painting where people were like very larger? What era was that?
I don't know what Baroque means.
What era was that? Was it Renaissance? When was it? When the women and everybody were more voluptuous and that was beautiful?
Yeah, there's a name for that.
I thought it was Baroque, but maybe that's not it. And then the era of like, you know, big noses were beautiful. You know, you just have all these different
It's driving me crazy. What is the name for... The larger...
Is it post-Renaissance?
No. Well, you know, you're in the right area. It's, there's a term for it, for the larger woman look in a lot of those, 17th, 18th century paintings. Rubenesque.
Rubenesque. Thank you. Good one.
Rubenesque.
Yes.
All of the Reuben sandwiches that they eat. Man, I'm so curvy.
God, you look great today. You look very Rubenesque. Yes.
Corned beef and sauerkraut. Yeah, I'll do it to
you. What, some hot deli mustard and some sauerkraut on top of you? You look scrumptious. The Surgeon General's right. Social media is screwing with our kids, screwing with kids like 7, 8, 9 years old, as young as that. And then certainly 10, 11, 12, the filtering, the pressures, all these images that they see of all these models. So you've got models that are already pretty, but then they retouch and they look at the Kardashians. I'll tell you right now, the Kardashians are the devil. All right. The Kardashians, they've ruined society, but I'm being a little facetious, but I can't stand any of them. But that's a whole different story. But that's just an example of they filter like every picture. And Kim Kardashian has been busted because there have been like Photoshop pictures where like they forget that half her thigh is missing or she's missing 3 fingers on one hand. It's like, my God, you got a Photoshop. Make sure you got all your digits before you post it, you know?
Okay, I'm going to take it back a step even further. I don't let my kids, obviously they're too young to be looking at social media pictures, but if they do, they definitely skew your brain. But I think to myself, as a parent, am I damaging my children by allowing a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old to take videos of themselves? I take videos of them. They see so many pictures of themselves. Because remember, us growing up, we didn't see video of ourselves all the time. Does that change your... you know, self-image for good or for bad?
No, I mean, it's just the times. I mean, the generation before that, they pooped outside. I mean, big deal. Every generation has their thing. So, I mean, keeping up with the times, but everything in small doses.
I just read a story about this generation pooping outside. Did you hear about that?
Does it have to do with me directly? Because I have no comments.
Hold on. We just had the guy down at Port Charlotte had his arm ripped off because he was peeing outside. Yeah, the guy that ripped his... or had his arm ripped off down in Port Charlotte. Jeez. Behind the... what's the name of the place?
Banditos.
Yeah, Banditos Bar.
Jordan something.
I was going to say Banditos Bar and Grill, but apparently there's no grill because they don't have any food. So what was the guy's name? Jordan? Yeah, we played audio of Jordan. Listen to this, dude. This is the guy that had his arm ripped off by the gator. Because the lines were too long at the men's room, so he went back in the back of the bar to pee, and there's a pond back there, and that's where the gator ripped his arm off. He thinks I'm guessing he wasn't feeling any pain.
He fell forward.
He wasn't feeling any pain when the gator chopped his arm off either, because apparently, you know, he was a little inebriated, apparently.
Those gators, I didn't really truly understand them until, you know, I'm waking up in the hospital, and then like, the gator got your arm. I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot. I just saw a little leak.
He doesn't have an elbow. All right, so you also don't have a forearm. You don't have a wrist. You don't have a palm, and you don't have 4 fingers and a thumb. Mm. So he got chopped off. The gator got him, what, just above the elbow? He's got a little bicep flapper going on.
Yeah.
Is what he's going on. And so he went out to pee.
You know, take a little pee or whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or, like, something, the ground below me.
Yeah, I tripped right into a gator's mouth and he ripped my arm off.
Went down.
You know what's kind of interesting is, you know, a lot of people go to bars, they order some hot wings. This guy goes to a bar, there's no food in there, but he goes out back and the gator didn't have any wings. He had arm. Take an order. Gator said, yeah, I'll take an order of arm.
All right. So this has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, MJ.
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know, but I went to Bandito's site yesterday,
yeah,
or their Google reviews, and there wasn't a lot of comments about the alligator.
Yep.
But today's a different story.
Now there's lots of comments.
No, yeah. Bet.
And the thing is, they're doing it right by, they're still giving Bandito's 5 stars because they're mocking them.
Yeah. An alligator bit some guy's arm off there. Be careful. The food is good, and there are some okay-looking cougars hanging around. Biker bar vibes, 5 stars.
Yeah, great Mother Nature encounter opportunity in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, man, some of the Google reviews.
I just came here for the gator bites.
Oh, funny guy. Oh, yeah, funny dude.
And I ended up in the water, and that's literally the last thing I remember. Fusion, I was like, whoa, like I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here, and I looked over, and then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looked like my arm just...
Oh, yeah, my arm is missing above the elbow, so I look and I go, ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh. Yep.
That'd be my reaction.
Yeah, I'm going to go inside and get another drink. Woof.
It's there, but not there. It was just the craziest thing. It was like almost like out of a movie.
Anyway, that's a guy being interviewed by NBC2 down in Fort Myers, that TV station at the hospital in, I guess, Port Charlotte, wherever the hell he is. But that's crazy. All right, do we finish up with social media?
I think so. I mean, yeah, it's really damaging people's brains and mental health. I would say so.
Yeah, there was a report released yesterday. It calls attention to the growing concerns about the effects of social media on our kids and our teenagers, and it does affect their mental health. Up to 95% of teens between the ages of 13 and 17 say they use a social media platform. About a third say they're scrolling, posting, or otherwise engaged with social media almost constantly. So, heads up. There are mental health issues. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Don't let an IG algorithm tell you what is beauty.
100%. Ha, 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 ha. Little throwback. Little throwback.
Right. Give MJ a follow on Instagram.
917. That's Certified MJ Radio.
Get the name out.
Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow. All right, so 917 the time. We'll give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro tablet in just a bit. Keep listening. If you know last hour's winner's first name and you're the right caller, when we tell you to call in very, very shortly, you could be the next tablet winner. The next Microsoft Surface tablet is minutes away here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, 9:34, home stretch of the MJ Morning Show here on a Wednesday. And we will give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro A tablet momentarily. This is a full Windows 11 computer, the one I use every day. This is my number one go-to unit. Could be yours, as we're giving away 40 of these, thanks to our friends at Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. Today, we're up to the last one. I mentioned this earlier. We've had all female winners today. Yesterday was all male winners. All men yesterday, so far all women. So if you know the woman that won last hour, in just a few minutes, I'll tell you what number caller to be. And if you know her name, you're the right caller. Boom, you got the next tablet. You think we'll have a female winner and we'll have all female winners today after all male winners yesterday?
It's about a 50-50 chance, right?
I guess we'll find out. Stand by. Your chance to win in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show. Hey, Walmart is in trouble. But were they directly involved? They have to pay out a $500,000 fine.
Why? You think something that Walmart sells has been through some kind of legal vetting process, right?
You'd think, but you know the Walmart website? They have aggregation of other vendors. So it's not Walmart selling all of the products. That's one of the problems when you have a website where you have tens of thousands of items for sale and some are from other vendors on your marketplace. Well, it's still under the Walmart umbrella. Listen to this. Would you think you'd be able to go to the Walmart? I'm sorry. I'm just laughing.
Okay. Very good.
Would you think that you could go to Walmart.com and buy a pair of brass knuckles?
What's the problem with that?
They're illegal.
Are they?
Are they? Yes. See, my dad used to have a pair. I didn't see the humor either. Yes. I was like, okay, I guess this is funny. Can't you buy them? No?
No. Google it.
Walmart.
No. Go, type in states where brass knuckles are illegal.
My dad used to hitchhike a lot, so he had brass knuckles.
Yeah, I think that's a concealed weapon. I don't think you're allowed in Florida, and then we'll look that up next. Certain states require a license or permit to carry brass knuckles. Some of the states requiring permits include Alabama, Florida, Oregon, and Virginia.
All right, hold on a second. So does my concealed weapons permit that I am a lawful owner of in the state of Florida cover brass knuckles?
Maybe so, but brass knuckles are... Hold on, go back. I saw a link here. Brass knuckles legality by state.
There we go.
Right, okay. Let's go through the list.
I have Florida for you. I'll tell you what Florida is. One must have a permit in order to conceal carry brass knuckles.
Can you open carry that's brass knuckles?
Can you just wear them like a necklace, like an attachment, like a pendant on your necklace? And
Can I go shopping at Five Below and just have a pair of brass knuckles on my hands?
I'm amazed they don't sell them at Five Below. I mean, MJ, listen, is it the regular concealed weapons permit or is there another concealed
weapon? There's only one concealed weapons permit that I know of.
It's $1,000 fine and up to 3 years in prison.
That's in Florida?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Here, toggle around over the states and it has different, different results. Oh, here you go.
Alaska, illegal. Arizona, legal. Arkansas, illegal. California, illegal. Colorado, illegal. Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, with a permit. Man, there's a whole website as to legal brass knuckle carrying.
Brass knuckles is a bigger thing.
Look at this. In Hawaii, it's legal. Idaho, it's... Anyway, there's a whole list here. So some states illegal, some states with a permit, some states without a permit.
I'm going to keep this in mind when I think about moving.
Walmart has to pay $500,000 over the illegal sale of brass knuckles to Californians. So the California Attorney General went after Walmart, and it's because it was a third-party seller operating on the Walmart website selling brass knuckles. What was that song? Brass knuckles, that funky knuckles. I'm kidding around. I know it's Brass Monkey. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, do you have any Brass Monkey in there? Yeah, Brass Monkey, the Beastie Boys
song. Absolutely. One of the best songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about one of the best songs.
One of the best Beastie Boys songs ever.
I like, what's the one? Here's a little story you got to tell. Which one was that? That's my
favorite.
Paul Revere. Yes.
Yeah. Brass monkey, brass knuckles,
brass monkey, that funky monkey.
Oh yeah, nothing like little Beastie Boys. So I just thought it was funny. I mean, Walmart selling brass knuckles. Third party, you got to be careful.
Dude, everybody knows you want brass knuckles, go to a flea market. There's one guy in every flea market that has like rogue weapons.
No.
That's where you go. Where? You got a better place?
Babies R Us. Are they still around?
Are they both gone?
Bye bye.
What is the baby store these days?
Well,
what is the big box? Are there any big box baby stores around anymore?
Big box baby stores.
Well, Babies R Us was a part of Toys R Us and they closed down.
Yeah.
And then wasn't Bye Bye Baby part of Bed Bath and Beyond?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're closing down as well.
I don't know if it's a separate entity. I don't know.
Go to Seedlings on Dale Mabry.
Sell brass knuckles there?
I forgot. Are we looking for brass knuckles or baby toys?
No, I can get a baby seat and brass knuckles. So, hey, Fester, this is big up. Fester's Baby Mart.
Oh, I hate kids.
Yeah.
I tolerate my own, but...
Let's give away the next tablet here in the final minutes of the MJ Morning Show. Let's go with, can you get caller 1,000 in time for the end of the show?
We probably should have started that 15 minutes ago.
I'm kidding around. Let's go with caller number, we'll go with...
Take it easy on the guy. Take it easy on him. Don't kill him with 105.
Caller 50. All right, caller 50. Caller 50. I'll meet you like halfway. Caller 50 right now, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you are caller number 50, and you know last hour's winner, what was the name of the person that won the tablet last hour? Be the right caller, and you win the next tablet here in the 9 o'clock hour. Tablet tag, it's a Microsoft Surface Pro 8, full Windows 11 Intel Inside tablet. Love this thing, and I'm a user, baby. I'm a user of this exact unit. All right, so good luck from the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, and thanks to Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. Tablet tag has been brought to you by Two College Brothers. It's the smartest move you will ever make. Hey, you know, we mentioned the angry airport list last hour, and I was I just didn't understand Tampa International being in the top 10, let alone number 4 of angry tweets, because Tampa International is... I think the best airport in the U.S. I think it's in the world. I think it's the easiest airport to use and navigate. I love Fly Tampa, love TPA. But we also have to note here that the St. Pete Clearwater Airport, which is our little slice of pie. Well, hey, honey child, would you like a slice of pie?
How did he get that?
P-I-E.
Is it Pinellas? P-I-E.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But the code, the airport code for the St. Pete Clearwater Airport is P-I-E. And they've been named the TSA's 2022 Airport of the Year. Why is it 5 months into 2023 before they name that?
That's okay. I mean, P-I-E is a cute, convenient airport. But it's mostly like Allegiant flights, right?
Yeah. You know what? I've only been to PIE coming in on a private jet. And
ooh, aren't you hoity-toity?
Well, listen.
He's the hoity-toity one, huh?
No, I'm not hoity. I was offered a ride. Michelle and myself and the kids, we gave up our United tickets home. We had non-refundable United tickets, and we were flying from Vail back to Tampa. Maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago, maybe? What the hell was that?
I dropped my cup off my Yeti. Dropped the lid.
Anyway, so we were out in Vail, and it turned out that a friend of ours was out in Vail, and they were leaving at the same time as us, and he said to us, hey, you want to lift home? I'm like, yeah, we're on United. Well, he said, come on, take a ride with us.
Yeah,
it sounds like... Hey, you got plenty of space. So we ditched our United tickets, and we got on a Gulfstream 4.
Wow.
That's the only time I've actually been to PIE. But you know what? Michelle and I want to go to Fargo, North Dakota, because North Dakota is the only state I've never been to. So Allegiant flies to Fargo, North Dakota. So sometime in the next couple of months, Michelle and I are just going to take a weekend trip to Fargo.
Go.
So I'll leave from PIE, go to Fargo. But now, congratulations. The St. Pete Clearwater International Airport named the TSA's 2022 Airport of the Year in the small to medium-sized airports category. To win the award, PIE competed with 333 other airports of similar size. According to the rules here, the administration said the airport's outstanding team achievements resulted in measurable improvements, superior support, performance. Anyway, listen, that's also a pretty easy airport to get in and out of, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good parking.
Let me grab a line 5 here. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Ray.
Ray, where are you calling from, Ray?
Tampa, Sefner.
Ray. Hey, Sefner, that's where Kojak's moved, right? Didn't Kojak's barbecue move out to Sefner? Yeah.
I haven't been there since.
You know, I had
there.
Somebody ask me about Kojak's. Hey, are they still in South Tampa? No, they sold the property on Gandy. So you're out in Sefner, Ray. And is there any particular reason why you're calling the MJ Morning Show at this particular moment?
win a tablet.
Oh, you mean one of those Microsoft Surface Pro 8s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray, you are caller 50.
Cool.
Ray, can you tell me the name of the winner from last hour?
Pamela.
That is correct. You win, Ray. You got it.
All right, then. I'm a crazy guardrail guy that still advertises your MJ morning show on my truck.
Wait a sec. Are you the guy with the white van with the MJ, and you have like a dummy in the front seat?
Nope. I had a F-250. My grandkids painted guardrail, and I hung it on the side of the truck. It's still on there.
Oh, wow. Yep. Well, thank you. Ray, guess what? You just won a tablet.
Cool.
All right, congratulations. This thing, you're going to love it. It's an awesome Windows 11 computer. It's a phenomenal unit. This is what I use every single day. Thanks to our friends at Two College Brothers Moving and Storage. They're sponsoring our contest. So Two College Brothers, we really appreciate them stepping up and helping us make 40 listeners winners. And Ray, well, you broke the female streak today, Ray, because we had
yes, I did.
Yeah, so we had three female winners in the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hours, and we were wondering if we would have all females today because we had all male winners yesterday. Ray, congratulations. Let me put you on hold. Andrew will get all your information.
Thank you,
Ray. All right, there we have it. Ray's on line 5. He's on hold.
All right, congratulations, Ray.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. What else will we get out of here? I think that's about it.
Yeah,
I got a lot of. Oh, we Netflix. We mentioned this at the beginning of the show, like 6:20 this morning. We were talking about this, but Netflix is finally cracking down in the U.S. They started in New Zealand and Canada and Spain and Portugal, and this is the crackdown on password sharing. And D-Day is here, so Netflix is about to. Allow only Netflix to be accessed from inside one home. And my issue is that my kids are not at home. Julian's at college. Chloe will be home in December for a couple of months before she most likely goes to law school. We'll see. But, you know, these are my kids. They're dependents. I support my kids while they're in school. And if they're at a school out of state and not under my roof, they can't be on my Netflix plan. Yes, that's what Netflix is saying. So the model's changing, and you're gonna. I'm gonna have to shell out according to their plan. We pay like, I don't know, $18 a month or whatever the number is. So we have all of us have accounts. Michelle has an account. I've got a Netflix account. And then Chloe and Julian. But according to the new Netflix rules, which they're going to now enforce in the United States, my kids away at school, they will have to have their own account. And an add-on is like $8 a piece. So I'm going to have to shell out almost double what I'm paying now so the kids can access. I don't know if I'm into that. I don't know if I'm too thrilled about that.
So I don't blame you.
I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. All right. Anything else before we roll out of here today?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah. So look at all the lines. All the lines are ringing here. Hang on a minute. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, we just gave away the tablet. Did you hear the winner's name?
No, sir, I sure did not.
We just gave away the tablet. Hey, go back and listen to the podcast so you can hear it, because you're going to need the name for 6 a.m. tomorrow. Every line's still ringing. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show, who's this?
Hey,
yeah, we just gave away the tablet, so if you could, do you know who won?
Pamela.
Pamela was last hour. So we gave away the tablet already.
You're not the winner, sir.
Yeah. If you were caller number 50, then you knew Pam, you would have won, but we already gave it away. But do you know the guy that just won?
No, I was calling.
Okay, yeah, I know.
All these people calling in, we should tell them. They know. They've been calling in. These are our most active listeners.
All right, so... Ray just won.
Ray. The guy's name is Ray. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Hour, know Ray. The name Ray.
So tomorrow morning, everyone, just know that Ray, R-A-Y, like a ray of light, just won the tablet. So try to win the tablet in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. And then, of course, 6, 7, 8, 9 tomorrow. 4 more tablets with tablet tag from your friends at Two College Brothers and the MJ Morning Show here at Q105. Folks, have a great day. If you need to reach me via email, I am MJ@MJMorningShow.com. That's MJ@MJMorningShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.